A new season, but the goal remains the same. This is Daytona Tortugas Baseball.
As Hines swings, deep drive, left field, Urbina back, and all he can do is turn and watch that one sail off the facing of the batting cages. De La Cruz, a line drive right field. That one's down for a base hit. And gets behind the glove of Gary Jr. Everybody's going to score. Two runs in. Ellie on his way to third. He'll be in there sliding feet first. Two runs in for Daytona. They've got a 2-0 lead. Ground ball to the second baseman, Callahan. This will do it. And the year of the no-hitter has made its way to Daytona Beach. Five pitchers. No-hitter of the Jupiter Hammerheads as the Tortugas have a dogpile in between the pitcher's mound and first base.
It's now time to come ashore with the Tortugas pregame show. Now, let's send it out to the ballpark and the voice of the Daytona Tortugas, Justin Rock.
Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome back inside a beautiful Thursday night at Jackie Robinson Ballpark in Game 3 of our six-game series between your Daytona Tortugas and the reigning Florida State League champion, the Bradenton Marauders. Justin Rock with you here on the pregame show, taking you up until our 7:05 p.m. First pitch tonight, Daytona coming into today's game. Winners of three straight. So impressive when you consider that was prefaced by the four straight walk-off defeats against the Cardinals last week on the road. Daytona's offense struck early in the ballgame yesterday. A five-run, five-hit, ten-batter. Bottom half of the first inning gave the Tortugas a 5-1 lead. Some great defensive plays at the end of the contest. Some outstanding relief pitching from Sam Benscooter in the middle. All added up to Daytona's fifth win of the season. Now two back of the Mets. First place through 11 games in this campaign. It will be the second start in a Reds organizational uniform for 19-year-old Chase Petty. Has given up just one earned run in his first seven innings of the season. Has not walked anyone and struck out six. Valentin Linares will try and rectify a tough outing. His last time out, the right-hander for Bradenton comes into today's game 0-1. With an ERA of 27, and if you know baseball well, you know that will come early in the season with minor innings pitch numbers. We'll see how that develops tonight and as the season goes along. We'll still return. Earlier today, we had a chance to sit down with one of the stars from last night's game. He struck out a career-high nine batters to earn the first win of his professional career. Sam Benscooter will be our guest when we return. We'll also get you starting lineups in first pitch. Tortugas and Marauders coming your way on the Tortugas Radio Network.
Dave & Buster's is all new and now open in Tomoka Town Center. The only place to eat, drink, play, and watch sports in Daytona Beach. Play hundreds of the newest arcade games and check out the mind-blowing virtual reality experiences. Catch all the games on massive HD TVs and our state-of-the-art sports bar. Try all new menu items like the mouth-watering Super Stack Burger and enjoy one-of-a-kind cocktails. Eat, drink, play, and watch sports only at the all-new Dave & Buster's in Daytona Beach. Now open in Tomoka Town Center.
Back here on the Daytona Tortugas Radio Network in the pregame show, Justin Rock joined alongside one of the stars from last night's victory. That is the right-hander, Sam Benscooter. Sam, coming out of the bullpen last night, go four innings, four shutout frames, nine strikeouts. What do you feel was working best for you on the hill last night?
I think what worked best for me was just a general mix of anything. Everything. I went four pitches in the zone. I think I got swing and miss on all four, and Hayden called a great game back there. Off their toes.
What's it like getting a chance to work with Hayden Jones and Andrew Salcedo here in Daytona this year? Part of minor league baseball is, you know, you're working with different catchers quite a lot. So what's it like getting a chance to get acclimated with them and create a rapport with them?
I like it a lot. I had a little bit of a rapport with Hayden. Last year from the ACL, but not really much with Salcedo, and just like getting a feel for how they like to call the game, things that I want to do, and just blending it together, because I mean they can see some things right like in the box that I can't, but there's a level of trust I gotta have in them too.
You strike out nine batters last night. It recorded were all via the strikeout as well. What's it like when you're dominating that way and you're getting the amount of swings and misses you were able to create?
If I was getting swings and misses on just attacking in the zone, if it's not broke, don't fix it. That kind of thing. The last inning, I think I tried to do a little bit too much. I got ahead on number two and tried to really let a fastball go up in the zone and got him in the ribs. But if it's not broke, don't fix it and just keep attacking with it.
You did a marvelous job in some spots. You mentioned particularly that eighth inning, had some runners on base, able to keep the bases stranded, keep the runners on base, leave them stranded aboard. What's your mindset when you're in a situation like that to make sure you execute your pitches to the best of your ability and try and leave those runners on base?
Yeah. Todd came out, talked to me, said, like, go at him with your best stuff. And for me, that meant going with the slider. And the last two hitters, it might have been seven or eight pitches, but they were all sliders. And went back to my best stuff and just attacked with it.
The second straight outstanding performance for you through four perfect innings, seven strikeouts in Palm Beach last week. Of course, that game ended in horribly heartbreaking fashion. But what's it like when you're going out there and, much like last night, you and Jose, like you did last week, are just striking out guys left and right, and it's sort of like a relay race and you're handing the baton from one guy to the next?
Yeah, it's awesome. It's something that, like, when he's starting and you see him having success, you're like, you almost want to ride the wave. Just keep it rolling.
Now, this offseason, we were talking before the season began, you're a Michigan guy, you went to Michigan State, but didn't spend your off here. Everything was already squared away. You've got your living arrangements there, and you could just focus on being as best a baseball player you can be.
I think that might have been one of the most important things to me personally, is not having to worry about that, just being able to have as much focus as I want on baseball when it's that time. And then the biggest thing for me is sleep. They talk about sleep, nutrition, and hydration are your three main things. And having, we got a queen size bed all to ourselves. You get a good night's sleep every night. You heard the horror stories of guys sleeping on the floor, air mattresses. It was something that I'm really grateful that I don't have to endure.
One final question for you, Sam. One of the amazing things you talk about, all the great things that the living arrangements this year have helped you guys out with in terms on the physical side as a baseball player, as well as the mental side. One of the impressive things about the mental side for you and your teammates was you had a stretch in that last road trip where you were walked off in four consecutive ball games, and since then you've come back and won three straight games. And one of the things that's been so impressive to me is you and your teammates have continued to keep a positive attitude even when things were going wrong on that road trip. What's it like to be around a group of guys like yourself and your teammates that continue to focus on the positives and not let whatever happened the night before carry over to the next day?
It's awesome. Showing up every day, guys here, they're ready to get after it, find a way to get better each day, and it's a long season. If we got walked off three times the entire year, it would be one thing. Maybe it's just a coincidence it all happened all back-to-back.
Sam Ben Scooter, a fantastic right-handed pitcher. Such a pleasure to watch him dominate last night. Thanks so much for taking the time to join us. Best of luck the rest of the way. We'll be talking to you.
Thank you.
Coming next, the pregame show, starting lineups and first pitch here on the Tortugas Radio Network.
I'll take a Coke.
Is Pepsi okay?
Ow! Our puppy's okay. He's a shooting star, okay?
Is the laughter of a small child okay?
Are you with me? You seem confused. Let's role play.
I'm Steve. I'm an actor.
No. Just order something.
You will
have a nice cold glass of the best thing you ever tasted, okay?
Okay.
I think you might be just saying it wrong. You gotta say it with pride, okay?
Okay.
Oh, yeah, kind of. Pepsi's more than okay. It's okay! Okay, what have we learned today?
You want a Pepsi?
I want a Pepsi.
She wants a Pepsi. There you go. Okay. Like Lil Jon. Okay. I've got to come up with my own catchphrase. Okay!
Swing over to LabCorp Daytona Beach and participate in a research study today. Compensation ranges from $500 to $12,000 for time and participation. Visit LabCorpClinicalTrials.com to find out how you can participate.
Waiting for the Tortugas to take the field here at Jackie Robinson Ballpark. Daytona and Bradenton getting ready to get underway. Take a look at tonight's starting lineups. First for the visiting Bradenton Marauders, put together by their second-year manager, Jonathan Johnston. Sergio Campana will lead off in center field. Sungche Cheng will bat second at short. Jacob Gonzalez is at first base in the three spot. Jace Bowen cleans up at second. Alexander Mojica over at third in the five hole. Rodolfo Nolasco will bat sixth in right. Brendan Dixon is first start of the series. He'll bat seventh at DH. Giovanni Planchard will bat eighth behind the plate. And Luke Brown, his first appearance of the series, too. He'll hit ninth and be in left field with the righty Valentin Linares on the mound. As for Daytona, their starting lineup put together by their second-year manager, Gookie Dawkins, as they take the field. Jay Allen, the second, leading off in center. Austin Hendrick bats second in right. Ruben Ibarra, the DH. Michelle Triana cleans up at first. Yerlin Confidan bats fifth in left. Sebastian Almonte, second baseman in the sixth spot. Gus Steiger at short, batting eighth at third behind the plate with Chase Petty on the mound. We'll step aside for a moment here from the Jack when we come back. First pitch, Tortugas and Marauders, Reds and Pirates and FSL Baseball. You've been listening to the pregame show on the Tortugas Radio Network.
Thank you for listening to the Tortugas pregame show. Be sure to tune in 15 minutes prior to the first pitch to hear it before every Daytona Tortugas game. Now, back out to the ballpark and Justin Rock.
Alexis Mathis with a beautiful rendition of our national anthem. Tortugas and Marauders about to get underway here at the Jack. Justin Rock back with you here on the Tortugas Radio Network as we get ready for first pitch in the third game of this six-game series. Let's take another quick run through of tonight's starting line visiting Bradenton Marauders as they come to bat against Chase Petty in the first inning. Sergio Campana, Sungche Chang, Jacob Gonzalez making up the top third of the Marauder order. Jace Bowen, Alexander Mojica, Rodolfo Nolasco will hit 4, 5, and 6 with Brendan Dixon, Giovanni Plotchart, and Luke Brown rounding out the Marauders starting nine. As for Daytona on the hill tonight, it is the 19-year-old righty Chase Petty who will make his second start, third appearance of this 2022 season. 6'1", 190 pounds, turned 19 just 17 days ago. Out of Summers Point, New Jersey, was the Twins' first round pick, 26th overall in last year's draft out of Mainland Regional High School in Linwood, New Jersey, acquired by the Reds in that three-player trade that sent Sonny Gray to the Twins along with minor league righty Francis Peguero. Petty making his third appearance, second start, as we said, 0-1, a 1.29 ERA. Six hits in seven innings, no walks, and six strikeouts last time out of the bullpen against Palm Beach last Friday in support of Reynaldo Cruz, gave up one unearned run on two hits in three innings, did not walk anyone, and struck out three through 36 pitches and 25 strikes. So, the warm-ups are done. And the leadoff man, Sergio Campana, will lead things off tonight for the Marauders. Campana, last night, 0 for 3 with a walk and a couple of strikeouts. Campana coming into play today, hitting .229, two doubles, no homers, and two RBIs. Petty ready, Campana ready. The windup and our first pitch is fouled off the catcher, Salcedo. He's all right, though. It is 0-1 as we're underway at 7:08 Eastern Time. Umpiring crew tonight behind the plate like it was on Tuesday, Chase Eubanks. And Austin Snow is on the bases. Here's one yanked way outside as Salcedo tries to dive and stop it. It is one ball and one strike. Campana, 1 for 6 in this series, as it's safely in 7 of 9. As the righties 1-1. This one a hard line drive up the middle, but to his right, the second baseman Almonte, and a step in front of the outfield turf makes the catch on the line drive for the first out of the ball game. One up, one down for Petty. And now it's the shortstop, Sungche Chang. Chang hitting .262 on the year in 11 games. Two doubles, a homer, and eight RBIs.
Lefty against the righty, Petty working from the extreme right-hand side of the mound. And this is a ground ball up the middle. Fielded to his right by Almonte. Double clutch, low throw, backhanded pick by Triana, and they get him for the second out. Cheng, a little bit of a minor sign of disapproval with his body language as he heads back to the first base dugout, but Almonte with a couple real nice defensive plays. Once on a line drive, once on a ground ball. And there are two out in the first for Jacob Gonzalez. Gonzalez hitting 500, 16 for 32 in the first nine games, four doubles, two homers, eight RBIs. And the first pitch is a breaking ball strike, 0-1. Defensively behind Petty tonight, left to right in the outfield, Yerlin Confidan, Jay Allen the second, and Austin Hendrick the 0-1. And another slider, Gonzalez early. It is 0-2. Third to first around the infield, Rainey Reyes, Gus Steiger, Sebastian Almonte, and Michelle Triana with Andrew Salcedo doing the catching, the 0-2 pitch. This one hit on the ground again to second. Almonte to his left. He gathers and throws in time to end the inning. A busy frame at second base for Almonte, but 1-2-3 go the Marauders on seven pitches. We head to the home half of the first. Braided to nothing, and your Tortugas coming up on the Tortugas Radio Network.
And now open in Tomoka Town Center, the only place to eat, drink, play, and watch sports in Daytona Beach. Play hundreds of the newest arcade games and check out the mind-blowing virtual reality experiences. Catch all the games on massive HD TVs and our state-of-the-art sports bar. Try all new menu items like the mouth-watering Super Stack Burger and enjoy one-of-a-kind cocktails. Eat, drink, play, and watch sports only at the all-new Dave & Buster's in Daytona Beach. Now open in Tomoka Town Center.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Interesting scene over by the first base bag. Jonathan Johnston, the Marauders manager, along with Casey Harms, the performance coach, having an argument and very displeased with Austin Snow, the base umpire, because they made Jace Bowen, the second baseman, change his glove. Now, why they made him change his glove is your guess as good as mine. But that appeared to be what that discussion was about. So, Valentin Linares on the mound for Bradenton this evening as Jay Allen the second. Well, Jay has batted in the leadoff spot this season. They swapped Austin and Jay before the game tonight. First time Jay's hit number one, Austin number two. And Allen taking on the first pitch. Looks at a 93-mile-an-hour fastball. It is 0-1. Allen hitting 286, 10 for 35, a double, two homers, six RBIs, and there is a called strike. It is 0-2. Linares standing at 6'5", 226 pounds. As Allen looks at one on the outside corner, strike three. Allen, hand on his left hip with some words for Chase Eubanks as he heads back to the dugout. Looked like it was a little bit outside according to the TrackMan technology. Not that that's an exact science. But Allen down on three pitches to start to the bottom of the first inning. So here is Austin Hendrick batting someplace other than leadoff for the first time this year. Had a base hit last night and a run scored. And he takes inside for ball one. Hendrick hitting at 273, 9 for 33, a double, three homers, four RBIs. The 1-0, and this one off the hands to the left, 1-1. Linares out of Villa Altagracia in the Dominican Republic, signed by the Pirates out of the Dominican in 2018, the 1-1. And Hendrick off the hands once more to the screen. It's a ball and two strikes. Linares, first start of the season for the Marauders. First two appearances came out of the bullpen. He won two. And Hendrick swings and drives one in the air to center. Back into his right, Campana. But he has some room. And on the warning track, in front of the ruined Zipfra signage, able to make the catch for the second out. So Hendrick puts a charge into one to center, 105 miles an hour off the bat. But the bases are empty and two out. And now it is the first baseman serving as a DH tonight, Ruben Ibarra. First time he's been the DH, and he looks at a fastball. Hold the ball, it is 1-0. Ibarra hitting a buck 50, 6 for 40 on the year, no extra base hits, three RBIs. The 1-0, and Ibarra taking all the way, takes a call, strike 1-1. Linares, 0-1 record, an ERA of 27 coming into play today. The 1-1, and Ibarra, a little swinging tapper back towards the mound. First base side fielded by Linares, and he'll casually toss on to Gonzalez to end the inning. So Chase Petty at a 7-pitch top of the first. Linares threw 10 tosses to work a 1-2-3 bottom half of the first. We're through one, no score on the Daytona Tortugas Radio Network. Following a trip to Jupiter, your Tortugas return home on Tuesday, April 19th against the Bradenton Marauders. It all starts with a breast cancer awareness night presented by Radiology Associates Imaging, featuring special pink uniforms worn by Tortugas players and coaches. It'll also be a Silver Sluggers night presented by Conviva Care Solutions and a Taco Tuesday with special deals at concession stands. The homestand continues with a Belly Buster Wednesday on April 20th, presented by Marco's Pizza with all-you-can-eat hot dogs, hamburgers, popcorn, and Marco's Pizza. The biggest party in Central Florida returns with a Bud Light Thirsty Thursday on April 21st with drink specials starting at just a buck. We kick off the weekend with our friends from the Museum of Arts and Sciences with our annual astronomy night on Friday, April 22nd. Come to the park early as the first fans to the gates will receive a t-shirt giveaway. Bring your four-legged friend out on Saturday, April 23rd for our first Park in the Park night of the season featuring a collapsible dog bowl giveaway. And we wrap up the six-game set on Sunday with America's favorite mascot and Sheldon's Family Fun Night featuring games and activities for all ages. For tickets or more information on all our promotions, give us a call at 386-257-3172 or visit us online at DaytonaTortugas.com. Top of the second inning, Daytona and Bradenton are scoreless. Fans need to get your group to their big event, then ride with Escott Bus Lines, the official transportation partner of the Daytona Tortugas. Escott Bus Lines has provided organizations of all types with high-quality charter bus transportation since 1983. Heart of the lineup due up for the bottom of the first that the umpires were looking at the glove of Jace Bowen, the Bradenton second baseman. And Jonathan Johnston, the Marauders manager, arguing and displeased that they made him change his glove. They looked at Chase Petty's glove to start this inning, but they allowed him to continue. And now the two will face off against one another as the slider misses ball one. Bowen hit a home run last night, his third of the year. The 1-0, and way early on a slider. It is one ball and one strike. Bowen hitting a buck 89 in 11 games, 7 for 37. Three extra base hits, all homers, 10 RBIs. Here's the 1-1 from Chase. And that fastball a little bit high. At 96, it is 2-1. Bowen, right-handed batter with an open stance. Allen peering in over that red and gray glove, the 2-1. And that slider off the outside corner, three balls and one strike. Another breezy day here in Daytona Beach. Wind howling out towards left field, and a lot like it was last night. As time called, umpire asking the pitcher Petty to move the rosin more towards the downhill slope of the mound towards second. So 3-1 on the leadoff batter Bowen in the second inning. Petty fires, and that outside ball four. And that is just the first walk of the season for Chase. and only the second of his professional career. So Bradenton has a leadoff base runner. And now it is the designated hitter, actually the third baseman tonight. It was a DH last night, Alexander Mojica. Mojica, 1-for-8 in this series with 4 strikeouts. Petty works from the stretch, a cross step towards third. And Mojica looks at one at the knees, 95. It is 0-1. 75 degrees in Daytona tonight. A mix of clear skies and clouds. Mostly in Beach Street and Ridgewood Avenue. The 0-1. And Mojica fouls it off the catcher's house. Sato, it's 0-2. Real feel here in Daytona, 72 degrees. 11-mile-per-hour winds east-northeast with wind gusts up to 17. So another breezy night off the coast of the Halifax River and a little bit further away, the Atlantic Ocean. 0-2 on Mojica. Petty fires, and this one popped in the air. Back behind second, Almonte on the outfield turf, called off by the shortstop Steiger, and with one hand over his left shoulder, makes the catch for the first out of the second inning. Have to give Gus an apology. Last night, we posted his great play to end the ball game, had a multi-hit game, drove in a run in that 5-run first inning, but we never wished him a happy 23rd birthday. So, a happy belated birthday to Gus. We're 0-for-2 on birthdays to start the season. We were day late on Brett Lockwood last Friday. Hopefully that won't be a trend tomorrow with Owen Holt, as that one pulled foul up the third base line, 0-1 on Rodolfo Nolasco. Nolasco hitting a .176. An 8-game, 6-for-34, a triple, no homers, 2 batted in. 1-on, 1-out. Top of the second inning, no score. But based on the stats, I'd have to imagine Gus had a pretty decent birthday yesterday. Mistakes aside on our end, as that outside 1-1. Shout out to Steiger's parents tuning in here on the Tortugas Radio Network. Got a really nice message from Gus's father earlier in the game, tuning in from outside of the United States, as this one waved at and missed. Underneath the hands at 93, it's 1-2. So the Tortugas Radio Network stretching far beyond the continental United States. Petty fires, and he strikes him out. Fastball in at 94. First strikeout tonight for Chase Petty. DH Brendan Dixon. First appearance in the series for Dixon. 3-for-21 on the year, a .143 average, a double, a homer, and 2 RBIs. Bowen walked. He leads off of first. Triano holds him on the first pitch. And the slider dips outside. It is 1-0. Tortugas this evening wearing the home white uniforms. Tortugas arched across the chest in dark green. Green numerals front and back. Powder blue border. Green and blue piping along the collar down the front of the jersey, the 1-0. And Dixon takes a slide piece across. It is 1-1. White pants rolled down just above his ankles. Neon Tortuga green and silver cleats dug into the stadium mound. The 1-1. This one, a little bouncing ball towards third. Charging in Reyes. Fields at his waist. Off balance throw into the baseline. Triana able to make the forehand scoop and pull his hand out of the way before Dixon touched the bag. And the side is retired. Petty waits behind to give Reyes and Triana some props for their help to close out the inning. No runs, no hits because of the walk. One left at the end of 1.5. No score on the Tortugas Radio Network.
Want to head out to Jackie Robinson Ballpark this season but aren't sure of what day or game works best for you? A Daytona Tortugas Flex ticket plan may be right up your alley. With a 10 or 30 game ticket plan, you'll get your very own personal account manager, online access to transfer or exchange tickets, plus you can exchange your tickets in any combination. Want to use 2 tickets at a time? Perfect. Want to use 6 tickets for 1 game? That works too. There are no blackout dates as a part of the Daytona Tortugas Flex Pack. So what are you waiting for? Get your ticket plan and join in on the 9-inning vacation at one of America's legendary ballparks. To purchase your package, tickets today, give the Tugas box office a call at 386-257-3172. Or you can purchase them online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Hey, baseball fans, are you 60 and older and love coming out to Jackie Robinson Ballpark? Then be a part of the best ticket package in baseball with the Daytona Tortugas Silver Sluggers. What's included? You've got free parking, a complimentary t-shirt, a 10% Shell Shack discount, special offers at the concession stands, plus much, much more, in addition to tickets for 9 Tuesday evening ball games. So what are you waiting for? Sign up now by giving the Daytona Tortugas box office a call at 386-257-3172. That's 386-257-3172. Or visit us on the web at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Michelle Triana to lead off for Daytona in the bottom of the second inning. It takes one down by his shoelaces. It is 1-0. Triana, Confidan, and Almonte, 4, 5, and 6. Two up for Daytona in the inning as the 1-0 off the pause and fouled back to the left of the press box and towards the Jackie Robinson statue. It is 1-1. Triana had off last night as he takes low. It is 2-1. Triana has reached in all 9 games he has played in this year, hitting .229. 8-35, 3 doubles, no homers, 3 ribbies. 2-1. Triana, a hard ground ball to the left side. Nice play by Mojica to his right. Gets up and throws to first to retire Triana for the first out. A marvelous play there by Mojica. Big man listed at 6'1", 250. Sort of like Ruben Ibarra on the other end of the diamond for Daytona. He's a big man, but he moves well for his size. And if you take that for granted, especially on the defensive end at either hot corner, both of them will make you pay. As Yerlin Confidan takes a backdoor breaking ball strike, it is 0-1. Confidan hitting at .263 in 11 games. As he takes a delayed called strike at the knees, 0-2. That elicits some groans. 10 for 38 at the dish. 2 doubles, a triple. No homers, 5 batted in. The 0-2. And that one dropped by the catcher Plotchart. It is 1-2. Left to right in the outfield behind Linares tonight. Luke Brown, Sergio Campana, and Rodolfo Nolasco. The 1-2. Confidan takes the breaking ball. Down and in. It is 2-2. Third to first around the infield, the aforementioned Mojica. Sung Jae Cheng, Jace Bowen, and Jacob Gonzalez with Giovanni Plotchart doing the catching. The 2-2, off the outside corner. And it's a full count on the lefty swinging left fielder. Linares doesn't dawdle, gets the ball back, stands missing for ball 4. It was a pitch off the outside corner. The Marauders threw the ball down to third base thinking they had strike 3. It was ruled a ball. They wanted an appeal, but really wasn't much of a swing from Confidan. The Marauders were just flabbergasted. And it was ruled ball 4. So Daytona has a one-out base runner. Their first man on here tonight. And that'll send up the second baseman, Sebastian Almonte. Throw back to first, and Confidan dives back. A pitch missing to Almonte, 1-0. Almonte, .138 on the year. 4 for 29, a double, a triple, no homers, 3 RBIs. Righty against righty with Confidan off of first. He goes. It's a broken bat line. Drive right at Gonzalez, and he'll just turn around and step on first to his left to end the inning. The barrel of Almonte's bat shattered in two. And with the runner going on the 1-0 pitch, a line drive, three unassisted double play to end the inning. No runs, no hits, no errors because of the walk and the double play. Nobody left after two. No score on the Tortugas Radio Network.
Sundays are for family fun days at the Jack. Come save a few dollars and be part of the Shell-tastic Family Club to close out your weekends. Sheldon's Family Fun Pack includes a general admissions ticket to every Sunday home game, a Tortugas cap, special food and drink vouchers, access to special events like kids run the bases and catches on the field, plus your own membership card, and more. Plans are $24 for... Give our ticket office a phone call and join in on a baseball atmosphere for all ages by calling 386-257-3172 or visit us online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
The biggest party in Central Florida is making its return to Minor League Baseball's oldest ballpark. That's right, Thirsty Thursdays presented by Bud Light are returning to the Jack. Every Thursday night at Jackie Robinson Ballpark, fans can enjoy draft beers and fountain sodas starting at just $1. You heard that right, folks. Your favorite draft beer or fountain soda starts at just a single dollar. Tickets for our 10 Thirsty Thursday dates are going fast, so secure yours today. Give the Daytona Tortugas a phone call at 386-257-3172, or you can purchase your tickets on the web at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Top of the third, Daytona and Bradenton scoreless. 8-9-1 due up for the Marauders in the third. Both teams still looking for their first hit of the ball game today. Giovanni Plantschart, Luke Brown, Sergio Campana, the three scheduled to hit against the righty Petty in the third. Worked around a leadoff walk last inning. Giovanni Plantschart came into the game last night after Wyatt Hendry was hurt in the bottom of the first inning. And Plantschart taking all the way, looks at a fastball at 93. It's 0-1. Plantschart, 3-for-16 on the year in five games. That's a 188 average. No extra base hits, no RBIs. Righty with an open stance, the 0-1. And Petty spins a slider on the outside edge. It's 0-2. Tortugas tonight wearing the two-tone cap, white front panel, powder blue back panel with the powder blue bill. Neon green. Sheldon Tortuga head logo on the front, the 0-2 pitch, and the slider misses just a hair. Looked like it may have clipped the outside corner. It's 1-2. Petty hiding his eyes behind those red and gray mitt. And that outside, it is 2-2. On the Marauders catcher, Plantschart out of Venezuela. No word yet on how Wyatt Hendry or the starter from Tuesday night, Carlos Jimenez, are doing after leaving with injuries. It's a bouncing ball over the mound, fielded by Almonte to his right, adjacent to the second base bag. Makes the play on Triana for the first out. So another ground ball out for Petty. That is his fourth already tonight. That was something that really captivated me when we first spoke to Chase after his opening start against the Mets a couple of Saturdays ago, as here is the lefty swinging Luke Brown. His first at-bat in the series. Open stance as a southpaw, and the first pitch pulled down and in. It is 1-0. Brown playing in his fourth game, 4-for-12 at the dish, a .333 average. No doubles or triples, but does have a homer and four RBIs. A 1-0. And this one bounced off home plate and behind the catcher's head. It's 1-1. But I was asking Petty about some of the filthy sliders he threw to register strikeouts in that game against the Mets, and he was just as content with the sinking fastball he threw, as this is a check swing fly ball foul towards the back of the third base bleachers. It is 1-2 now on Brown. But he was just as happy with his natural sinking fastball inducing ground balls and weak contact throughout the course of that performance. The 1-2 pitch struck him out swinging. Back foot slider. Salcedo will need a throw down at first to complete the K, and does. And Brown retired. Second strikeout for Petty tonight. Back to the top of the order. And Sergio Campana lined out to second. He's 0-for-1. But to see guys like Petty and Allen, two 19-year-olds who have a pre-existing friendship that dates well beyond their tenure here in the Red System and Daytona. As the first pitch to Campana shows bunt, pulls tossed for a strike anyway, it is 0-1. But for guys like that to be just as keyed in on making inducing weak contact for Petty, as Campana foul tips it into the glove of Salcedo, 0-2. And for Allen to be able and to focus so much on just making hard contact, not necessarily launch angle and exit velo and home runs, using all of his skill set, is that one high, 1-2. Especially in this modern era where everyone's checking the data on all the little specifics. Great to see these two young players honing in on some of the minutia that'll help them down the road, as Petty picks up another strikeout as he gets Campana swinging to end the inning. Second 1-2-3 frame for Petty tonight, as he's now struck out three through three. We head to the bottom of the third. It is still scoreless on the Tortugas Radio Network.
The Tortugas are always looking to make a positive impact. That's why every Tuesday night at Jackie Robinson Ballpark, it's Breast Cancer Awareness Night, presented by Radiology Associates Imaging. Every Tuesday night at the Jack, Tortugas players and coaches will don special pink-tinted uniforms as the franchise raises money and awareness in the never-ending fight against breast cancer. Nothing can be better than an evening of baseball under the lights and supporting a noble cause. To purchase your Breast Cancer Awareness Night tickets today, give the Tugs box office a call at 386-257-3172 or visit them online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Whether it is corporate or casual, there's no better place for a group outing than a night at Jackie Robinson Ballpark with the Daytona Tortugas. We have a variety of different communal areas that are suitable to your needs. Looking to host a large number of people? The Budweiser Bullpen or Party Pavilion down the right field line is perfect for you. Searching for something a little smaller for a birthday party or team event? Take a look at the Turtle's Nest along the first base side. Our friendly and knowledgeable ticket staff are ready to help you get started. To learn more about our group areas and pricing, give the Tortugas a call at 386-257-3172 or visit us online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Bottom of the third inning. 7-8-9 due up for Daytona. Here in the frame against the righty Valentin Linares. Gus Steiger to lead off. And shows bunt, pulls back. Did he go? No, he did not on appeal. Says Austin Snow. It is ruled a ball. And it is 1-0 on Gus Steiger. First time up today, comes into the day hitting a .171 in 10 games, the 1-0. And Steiger takes a called strike, fastball at 92, it's 1-1. Steiger 6 for 35 on the year, two doubles, no homers, 5 RBIs. The 1-1, and Steiger takes down and away, it's 2-1. Bradenton tonight, road gray uniforms, Bradenton arched in black across the chest. Black numerals front and back with a gold border, the 2-1. That one through the legs of the catcher, Plonchart. It is 3-1. Gray pants. Linares has them down to his ankles. Gold piping along the side of them. The 3-1. And Steiger takes outside and low, ball 4. Just a little bit down and out of the zone. And Daytona draws their second walk of the night. Leadoff man aboard for the first time. And now it is the third baseman, Rainey Reyes. Reyes, his first at-bat in this series. 1 for 16 on the year as time called. Reyes, 1 for 16. That's an .063 average. No extra base hits and an RBI came in that Palm Beach series. Linares from the first base side of the mound. That fastball low at 92. It is 1-0. Linares, according to Bradenton's game notes. Four-seam fastball, slider, a sinker, and a changeup. Seen him touch 95 tonight. The 1-0. And Reyes tries to keep his weight back on the slider and grabs just a piece. It is one ball and one strike. Linares' first two appearances this year out of the bullpen at an ERA of 27, as we said. Came into play today, giving up five hits, six runs in two innings. With two walks and four Ks, a lot of that, pretty much all of that, coming in his last appearance against Lakeland on Thursday, a week ago, is that down and away. It is two balls and one strike. Linares gave up six runs on five hits in one inning against the Flying Tigers. Walked two, struck out two, surrendered a home run, a three-run shot. Two-one from Linares, and that one on the inside corner at 93. It is two balls and two strikes. Linares last year pitching predominantly in the Florida Complex League. Had a marvelous season at a 2.63 ERA. The 2-2, and Reyes lays off the breaking pitch. Rolling towards the lefty batter's box, it is a full count. Linares ended up being promoted at the end of the season, not to Bradenton, because they were in the middle of their championship hunt. He got sent all the way up to High A Greensboro to finish the season. Runner goes 3-2 in the dirt, ball four. Gets away from the catcher, Plotchart. And Steiger in at second base. He won't try and advance any further. So back-to-back free passes start the third inning for Daytona. And now it is the switch hitting catcher, Andrew Salcedo. Salcedo 0 for 7 on the year, playing in his fourth game tonight. As the pitching coach, Yorman Bisardo, out of the first base dugout to have a conversation with Linares and the Bradenton infield. But Salcedo 0 for 7 on the year, a run scored. Two walks and four strikeouts so far this season. So a chat on the mound for the Bradenton pitching coach and his infield. And he said what he needs to, and we'll head back to the first base dugout. Bisardo, former major leaguer. Bisardo pitching between 05 and 09 with the Marlins, the Tigers, and the Astros. 25 career games over those four seasons. So first and second, Salcedo shows bunt from the left side, pulls back. And the fastball at 90 misses away 1-0. Bisardo just 37 years old. Now the pitching coach there, former Jupiter Hammerhead. In this league back in 2004. The 1-0, and Salcedo bunts that one foul up the first baseline. It is 1-1. Fortunately, no minor league pitching logs from that 2004 season, so can't try and figure out when was the last time he pitched in this ballpark as a minor leaguer, but I would imagine it happened if he made 25 starts that season. Salcedo showing bunt early as Linares comes set. And now the pitch up and away. A bluff pickoff throw by the catcher, Plotchart. It's 2-1. Linares, those black and white New Balance cleats, dug 2-1. And Salcedo pulls back on the bunt, thought it was high. But it's ruled a strike at the chest. It's 2-2. Steiger at second, Reyes at first, nobody out. Scoreless game, the 2-2 pitch, and Salcedo takes that fastball low. It is a full count. Marauders tonight, black cap, black bill. And the Blackbeard logo wearing that black and gold cap on the front. Another full count. The payoff pitch. Runners stay put. And that one inside, ball four. The bases are loaded. Three straight walks issued by Linares here to start the third inning. And Daytona have the sack saturated. For the top of the order, N.J. Allen the second. Allen struck out looking on three pitches in the home first inning. Last night, his second home run of the year. A two-run shot in the first inning. Also stole a base. Comes into play today on a three-game hit streak. As he swings and fouls it off behind the plate, 0-1. Entered the day, four for his last 11 with a couple homers and four RBIs. Fifth pro home run last night. Trying to get Daytona on the board here this evening. The 0-1. And Allen takes the breaking pitch off the inside corner, 1-1. Allen, 1-for-5 with men in scoring position this year. Former three-sport star at John Carroll Catholic High School. Played football in the fall, basketball in the winter, and baseball in the spring. 1-1. That one in the dirt. And Steiger thought about making a break to the plate, but Planchard grabbed enough of it as it dies just outside the batter's circle towards third. And the count is 2-1. Daytona on the coach. Jeffrey Sierra over at third. And Cody White is at first base. Runners take their leads. 2-1 the count on the center fielder. And Allen tries to hold up on the breaking pitch. And on appeal, they say he did go. And it's 2 balls and 2 strikes. Not going to get much of an argument there from Daytona, as Allen fooled on the spinning pitch. Steiger at third, Reyes at second. Salcedo, the man at first. The 2-2 pitch. That one, a sweeping breaking ball, down and away. Planchard again able to block it. And everyone stays put, and yet another full count. There have been four batters in this inning, and each of the last three have made it to 3-2. He walked Steiger, the leadoff man, on a 3-1 pitch. Linares already 22 pitches without an out here in the bottom of the third. A 3-2 pitch. Allen, a little bouncing ball towards first. Gonzalez Fields throws home, and they get the out there. And Steiger is forced 3-2. Safe at first base is Allen. And the bases remain loaded with one away for Austin Hendrick. Just got that one off the end of the bat. Gonzalez able to stay poised and make an accurate, strong throw onto the catcher Planchard to get the force. No chance to get any outs elsewhere on the infield. And that sends up the right fielder, Austin Hendrick. Hendrick flied out to center his first time, 0-for-1. It was 1-for-4. Last night was hit by a pitch. And he swings away on the first offering there and lines it foul to our left, 0-1. Hendrick, 2-for-8 in this series, comes in it tonight on a season-long 6-game hitting streak. 9 for his last 22 with 4 extra base hits and 4 RBIs. The 0-1. And Hendrick takes outside. Fastball at 94. Saw our wonderful MC, the young professor, in an incredible getup today here on the first Bud Light Thirsty Thursday of the season. A 1-1 as Hendrick swings through that fastball inside corner. It's 1-2. Had this sort of like cowboy t-shirt on with little designs around the collars and the lapels, and had this Bud Light cowboy hat on. As he leads the crowd tonight, as Hendrick sends it back to the screen, it remains 1-2. And I laughed at him, not because of the look, but because it reminded me of exactly what Austin Hendrick was wearing last night when he was leaving the clubhouse, except the shirt. Young professor tonight wears one in red. Austin last night had a black button-down shirt, very similar to what Yo Pro was wearing tonight, and a black cowboy hat. As Hendrick off the end of the bat out of play. It remains 1-2, and told Austin might give his attire some love on the broadcast here tonight. My only regret was not snapping a photo. Hopefully, we'll have another opportunity later this year. The 1-2 line drive right field. That one's down for a base hit. Reyes will score. They'll hold Salcedo at third. Good throw in from Nolasco. Cut off by Gonzalez adjacent to the pitcher's mound. RBI base hit. Austin Hendrick. He's now hit in seven straight. His fifth RBI of the year. And Daytona has a 1-0 lead. Didn't look like he squared it up the way he would have liked. But Austin able to show off his brute strength and muscle that one in between the retreating outfielders or the retreating infielders and the charging outfielders. So bases remain loaded here with one out. And now it is Ruben Ibarra. Grounded to the pitcher his first time. And he tries to hold up. It says Austin Snow. And the count, 1-1 and no strikes. Ibarra snapped a 0-for-13 slide at the plate last night. Was 1-for-4 with an RBI. 1-for-8 in this series. Salcedo at third, Allen at second, Hendrick at first. And time called. As the ball gets loose from the Marauders' right field bullpen. Linares now at 30 pitches in the inning. Probably not go much longer in this frame as Ibarra can't hold up. Off-speed pitch away. It is 1-1. Strands of goldish pink reflecting off the hazy clouds beyond the left center field wall towards the parking lot as Ibarra hits another hard, strong ground ball. But pulled foul up the third base line. It is 1-2. The count actually 2-2 on the batter Ibarra because of a violation by Linares. A pitch clock violation against him. As Ibarra fouls it back 2-2, was not set on the mound in time. We saw the umpires tap to their wrist as if it was a watch before that 1-1 offering. We're still learning on the fly right now with some of the hand signals and new motions from the umpires. As Ibarra hits one off the end of the bat, will come to a halt to the left of the batter's circle. Stays a 2-ball, 2-strike count on the DH, Ibarra. Joined the Tortugas roster last year on August the 11th. Finished the season here after being the Reds' fourth-round pick out of San Jose State. A 2-2, and Ibarra, another foul ball. Towards the third base dugout, will do it again. Next pitch at bat. And Linares now at 36 pitches here in this third inning. Nearing 60 on the night. The 2-2. Ibarra pops it up back behind the plate. Ditching the mask is the catcher Plotschart. And he runs out of real estate right in front of the reserved section. And we'll do it again. This will be the ninth pitch of this at-bat. Now, put in perspective, Linares has thrown 37 pitches in this inning. Chase Petty has thrown 35 through the first three innings combined. Bases still loaded, one out. Daytona a 1-0 lead. The 2-2. Ibarra a little number back towards the mound. Underneath the glove of Linares. Barehand play by Cheng. Throw to first for the out. Scoring is Salcedo. Everyone else advances 90 feet. It's an RBI ground out for Ruben Ibarra, his fourth run batted into the year. And Daytona now ahead 2-0. Had Linares been able to put a play on that ball, they may have had a chance to get the lead runner coming home. But once that ball got underneath his outstretched arm, it was easy for the man at third to score in Salcedo. And the out made at first as Jonathan Johnston, the Bradenton manager, out of the dugout. And now he will make A call to the bullpen. A laborious third inning for Valentin Linares. And it'll be up to the southpaw coming out of the bullpen, Nick Domkowski, to try and keep this a two-run game. Daytona, two runs on one hit. And men at second and third, two out, 2-0 Tortugas on the Daytona Tortugas Radio Network.
The Holiday Inn Resort Daytona Beach Oceanfront offers a world-class experience that is second to none. We are centrally located on one of the world's most famous beaches with all the sun, sand, and surf Daytona Beach has to offer. You'll discover great shopping and dining, as well as an array of outdoor adventures nearby. Our oceanfront relaxing pool with lounge deck, rejuvenating hot tub, exciting splash park, and beach volleyball courts. Stop by the oceanfront lounge and restaurant for a delicious meal or refreshing drink. Our newly renovated, spacious rooms are a comfortable place to relax after a day at the beach, with private balconies, some with oceanfront views. We have a variety of accommodations available, including suites and fully equipped kitchen rooms. And all our guests will enjoy a full array of personal care amenities, such as an in-room safe, microwave, and refrigerator. Book your stay today at Holiday Inn Resort.
Call to the bullpen for Jonathan Johnston and the Marauders. On the pitch is the left-hander Nick Domkowski. 6'2", 195 pounds, 23 years old, out of West Springfield, Massachusetts. Undrafted free agent signee out of the University of Hartford in Connecticut last year. Domkowski tonight for Bradenton, making his third appearance out of the bullpen. No record. A 2.25 ERA, two hits in four innings. No walks, seven strikeouts. Opponents hitting .143 against him. Comes in with Allen at third, Hendrick at second. Two out, two runs already in. And Michel Triana, the lefty, as the batter. Domkowski working from the third base side of the rubber. At the belt, lifts and fires, and Triana looks at a first pitch fastball at 91. It is 0-1. Joined Bradenton at the tail end of last year as well, after the two teams, Daytona and Bradenton, had met for the final time, the 0-1. And this one, a ground ball up the middle. Charging it into his right, the second baseman, Bowen. But Daytona rallies and takes the lead. They score two runs on a hit. And because of the walks, leave a couple men aboard at the end of three. 2-0 Daytona on the Tortugas Radio Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
The next great flavor from Wendy's is here. The Bourbon Bacon Cheeseburger. With Wendy's signature Applewood smoked bacon smothered in our brand new bourbon bacon sauce. Because Wendy's goes all in on flavor, unlike other places.
Innovation is this team's secret sauce.
Isn't our secret sauce kind of like Thousand Island?
Shh, they might be listening. Bill's right. Everyone, break your phone.
Get them on the table.
Okay. I don't have an insurance plan for my phone.
It's no secret. When it comes to flavor, we got you with the new Bourbon Bacon Cheeseburger. Only at Wendy's.
There is no greater show in Daytona Beach than a Firework Friday at Jackie Robinson Ballpark. The first Friday night home game of each month during the Tortugas 2022 campaign will conclude with a magnificent firework extravaganza over the Halifax River that will light up the night sky. In all, the Tugas will have seven firework shows throughout the course of the upcoming season. So don't wait. Secure your nine-inning vacation with a side of fireworks right now by giving the Tortugas box office a phone call at 386-257-3172 or by logging on to DaytonaTortugas.com.
We'll be right back. Top of the fourth inning, Chase Petty back out to work. Pitching with a lead for the first time as Daytona has a 2-0 advantage. Leadoff man here in the fourth inning is the shortstop Sung Jae Cheng. And he takes a first pitch strike. It is 0-1. 0-1 low. And the count 1-1. Top of the 8 o'clock hour in the East. Justin Rock with you on the Daytona Tortugas Radio Network. Cheng grounded out to second his first time, and he'll do the same here in the fourth inning. This one on the ground again to Almonte to his left, and he'll throw sidearm to Triana for the first out of the fourth inning. Another ground ball out for Chase Petty tonight. Make that 5 of the 10 outs he's recorded have been on the ground. So here is Jacob Gonzalez. Grounded out to second as well as first time up. He was 1-for-3 last night with a walk. Righty against righty. And Gonzalez takes low. It is 1-1. Bradenton, no runs, no hits, no errors. 1 left. Daytona, 2 runs on 1 hit. No errors. They have left 2. Get to the final line for Bradenton's Valentin Linares. Was removed in that last inning. This one on the ground to third. Backhanded by Triana. High throw to first, or actually rather by Reyes, excuse me. Triana over at first. Able to shuffle his feet and reach up high into the sky to bring it in for the second out. This is the second start of the year for Triana over at first base. And Reyes, a nice backhanded play. So 2 ground ball outs. Make that 6 out of 11 tonight for Chase. And that brings up Jace Bowen. Walked his first time, homered last night. And he swings through that slider. It is 0-1. Petty working quickly. The 0-1. And Bowen can't hold up on the sweeping breaking ball. It's 0-2. The final line for Linares. 2 2/3 innings. 2 runs on 1 hit, both earned. 4 walks, 1 strikeout. 61 pitches and 35 strikes. Petty trying for his third 1-2-3 frame of the night. The 0-2 slider on the outside corner. Got him looking. Strike 3. Bowen has a chat with Eubanks about it. But Chase Petty with 4 shutout no-hit innings tonight. And if that's the last pitch he throws, hard to draw up a better start for the 19-year-old right-hander. No runs, no hits, nobody left at the end of 3.5. It is Daytona 2 and Bradenton nothing on the Tortugas Radio Network.
The Holiday Inn Resort Daytona Beach Oceanfront offers a world-class experience that is second to none. We are centrally located on one of the world's most famous beaches with all the sun, sand, and surf Daytona Beach has to offer. You'll discover great shopping and dining, as well as an array of outdoor adventures nearby. Our oceanfront hotel has it all with direct beach access, relaxing pool with lounge deck, rejuvenating hot tub, exciting splash park, and beach volleyball courts. Stop by the Oceanfront Lounge and Restaurant for a delicious meal or refreshing drink. Our newly renovated, spacious rooms are a comfortable place to relax after a day at the beach, with private balconies, some with oceanfront views. We have a variety of accommodations available, including suites. Our guests will enjoy a full array of personal care amenities, such as an in-room safe, microwave, and refrigerator. Book your stay today at Holiday Inn Resort.
Want to head out to Jackie Robinson Ballpark this season but aren't sure of what day or game works best for you? A Daytona Tortugas Flex Ticket Plan may be right up your alley. With a 10 or 30 game ticket plan, you'll get your very own personal account manager, online access to transfer or exchange tickets, plus you can exchange your tickets in any combination. Want to use 2 tickets at a time? Perfect. Want to use 6 tickets for 1 game? That works too. There are no blackout dates as a part of the Daytona Tortugas Flex Pack. So what are you waiting for? Get your ticket plan and join in on the 9-inning vacation at one of America's legendary ballparks. To purchase your package today, get the Tugas box office a call at 386-257-3172, or you can purchase them online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Go to the bottom of the fourth inning. Yerlin Confidant fouled off the first pitch, and the second one, a wave and a miss Off-speed delivery inside. It is 0-2. Confidant Almonte Steiger. The 3-2 up in the frame against left-hander Domkowski. Out for his first full inning of relief tonight. The 0-2 got him looking on the outside corner, and Confidant knew it. Just put his head down. 90 miles an hour on the outer black. And Domkowski, a three-pitch strikeout to begin the fourth inning. One away for a strikeout for Domkowski tonight. And that'll bring up Sebastian Almonte. Chase Petty, imagine his night is done as there is action in Daytona's left field bullpen. Luis May is the first man up and throwing. As Almonte swings and misses, it is 0-1. We saw Daytona do something similar on Sunday when Alex Johnson started, went four. They gave the ball to Luis May for the middle two and then gave Hunter Parks the seventh before going to Cardona to finish off the game. Is that one fouled back 0-2? Most of the other times this season, it has been the straight one tandem pitcher to the other. Similar to last night with Franco and Ben Scudardo, Cruz will pitch at some point tonight. As the 0-2 coming from the lefty. And he swings and misses at a back foot breaking ball. Gets away from the catcher, Planchard, towards Daytona's third base dugout. And he'll field, though, and make a throw on to Gonzalez to complete the K. Back-to-back strikeouts begin the inning for Domkowski. And now it is the shortstop, Gus Steiger. Walked his first time up last inning. Lefty fires, and Steiger swings and hits one in the air to right. Back into his right, Nolasco way back, reaches up and makes the catch in front of the warning track on a backhand to end the inning. A tough running play by Nolasco, who was playing relatively shallow. Steiger going against the wind there and still nearly able to get the ball over Nolasco's head. But a 1-2-3 inning for Domkowski as Daytona retired in the inning on seven pitches to the fifth. 2-0 Daytona on the Tortugas Radio Network.
I'll take a Coke.
Is Pepsi okay?
Is Pepsi okay? Is Pepsi okay? Ow! Our puppy's okay. He's a shooting star, okay?
Is the laughter of a small child okay?
Are you with me? You seem confused. Let's role play. Now.
Okay, I'm Steve. I'm an actor.
No. Just order something.
You will
have a nice cold glass of the best thing you ever tasted, okay?
Okay.
I think you might be just saying it wrong. You gotta say it with pride, okay?
Okay.
Oh, yeah, kind of. Pepsi's more than okay. It's okay! Okay! Okay, what have we learned today?
You want a Pepsi?
I want a Pepsi.
She wants a Pepsi. There you go. Okay! Like Lil Jon. Okay. I've got to come up with my own catchphrase. Okay!
The biggest party in Central Florida is making its return to Minor League Baseball's oldest ballpark. That's right, are returning to the Jack. Every Thursday night at Jackie Robinson Ballpark, fans can enjoy draft beers and fountain sodas starting at just $1. You heard that right, folks. Your favorite draft beer or fountain soda starts at just a single dollar. Tickets for our 10 Thirsty Thursday dates are going fast, so secure yours today. Give the Daytona Tortugas a phone call at 386-257-3172, or you can purchase your tickets on the web at DaytonaTortugas.com.
So the best start of Chase Petty's young career has come to a close. After four no-hit innings, he has handed the baton tonight to the right-hander Luis May. He'll face off against 5, 6, and 7 in the Bradenton order as a pitch clock violation is called against the pitcher, I do believe. And Cookie Dawkins out to argue with the home plate umpire, Chase Eubanks. And now Eubanks and Austin Snow are going to get together halfway up the line. They're continuing to discuss more towards the first base side of the baseline. And now Eubanks will jog back and explained to Dawkins what was discussed. Now, whatever the call is, it is on the pitcher. As the 1-0 now to Mojica in for a strike, it is 1-1. Daytona was clearly displeased with the automatic ball call there by Eubanks. So 1-1 the count on Mojica. And May misses outside 2-1. Mojica flied out. Pop up to short his first time. May 6'3", 219. Taco Reese in the Dominican Republic. Here's the 2-1. And the fastball outside corner at 97. It is 2-2. May on the season for Daytona, making his team-leading fourth appearance, 0-1, an 8.10 ERA. The 2-2 pitch struck him out on the slider. Down and away. Great horizontal break. Down and away from the righty batter. And Mojica strikes out one away in the fifth inning for the right fielder, Rodolfo Nolasco. Nolasco struck out his first time, 0-1. But May, five hits in three and a third innings this year. A walk and four strikeouts. Opponents hitting 385 off him. And the first pitch slider is high and away, 1-0. Final line for the 19-year-old star Petty. Four no-hit shutout innings. One walk and four strikeouts. Six groundouts of the 12 outs recorded. As that one is high, 2-0. Petty, 43 pitches, 30 strikes, will not qualify for the win because he did not go five. But his ERA through three appearances in his first full pro season is a microscopic .82. 2-0. It is off the hands, out of play to the right, 2-1. Righty against righty as May deals. And the 2-1, a swing and a ball pops in and out of Salcedo's mitt. But a strike, and it's 2-2. May last pitching against the Cardinals on Sunday. Two scoreless frames, three hits, a walk, and a couple strikeouts. A 1-2 pitch. On the outside corner, got him looking, strike three. Another slider from Luis May, dancing on the outside part of the Pentagon. And back-to-back strikeouts is how Luis begins his night. And now it is the designated hitter, Brendan Dixon. Dixon, 0-1 with a ground ball to third. And the righty's first pitch inside for ball one. May, three hits in two scoreless innings against the Cardinals Sunday, a walk and a couple strikeouts. Gave up that walk-off home run to Osvaldo Tovalin. And that no-hit bid the other night in Jupiter as that one pulled foul of the third base line. It's 1-1. Speaking of the third base line, Brendan Dixon out of Weatherford College in Texas. And the viral video of the day yesterday was from a junior college game, including Dixon's alma mater, against another JUCO in the Lone Star State. The 1-1 fouled back to the press box. It's 1-2. And the opposing team against Weatherford had hit a home run. And as the batter was rounding third base, the pitcher from Weatherford College channeled his inner Brian Urlacher or Terry Tate, the office linebacker, and just decked the guy who hit the home run. This is a line drive to right field, back into his left, Hendrick, but it's over his head and off the top of the wall. Dixon on his way to second. The throw in cut off by Steiger. Nobody covering the bag. It is a two-out double for Brendan Dixon, and that's the first hit tonight for the Marauders. 100 miles an hour. Oh, 100 miles an hour on the pitch there from Luis May. Wow. Well, when you throw it hard, it can go out hard. And sure enough, it did. 104 miles an hour off of Dixon's bat. So his first two-bagger of the season. And the Marauders now have the tying run at the plate. Actually, rather his second double of the season. As here is Plotschart. Grounded to second his first time. And that slider on the inside corner, a strike. It is 0-1. Sun continuing to set off to our left and the third baseline. Almost all darkness here in Daytona Beach. Still some goldish pink hues off in the distance. Looking beyond the left field foul pole. The 0-1. Off the outside corner. It is one ball and one strike. So May, according to TrackMan, on that last pitch to Brendan Dixon, hitting triple digits on the radar gun. Dixon leads off second, a 2-0 Daytona lead, the 1-1. And Plotschart totally befuddled by the slider. A half-hearted swing and miss, it's 1-2. Cruz up and throwing in the Daytona left field bullpen. Have to imagine this will be just a one-inning deal for Luis tonight. And then again, we thought that on Sunday at Roger Dean, and I was wrong. Here's the 1-2. And a slider down and away. Plotschart lays off, two balls and two strikes. Daytona, a two-run advantage. Both runs in the third on an Austin Hendricks single. And the RBI ground out to short by Ruben Ibarra. Dixon takes his lead. This one on the ground left side and through the hole between third and short, a base hit. And the ball kicks off the heel of Confidant's glove and behind him, which will allow Dixon to score. And sliding into second just ahead of the tag feet first is Giovanni Plotschart. It'll be a base hit and an error that allows Plotschart to advance to second base. I do believe it will be an RBI for the hitter Plotschart. Indeed it is, his first of the season. And so back-to-back two-out hits against May put the Marauders on the board. It's 2-1. So now Bradenton has a tying run in scoring position. And the go-ahead run at the plate in the form of Luke Brown. Brown, Pirates ninth-round pick last year out of Louisville. The Tortugas will appeal down to third base again, and he's out again! Are you kidding me? That is the second time in as many games, the third time in the last four games, in which Daytona has successfully appealed a call to one of the infield bases, and this time the victim was Plotschart at the plate being robbed of an RBI after last night. He was the man that missed third base in the ninth inning on a ball hit by Juan Harris. How in the world has this happened three times in four games? We head to the bottom of the fifth inning. It is 2-0 Daytona on the Tortugas Radio Network.
Belly Buster Wednesdays are returning to East Orange Avenue. Starting at just $14 a ticket, you can enjoy all-you-can-eat hot dogs, hamburgers, popcorn, and of course, delicious, cheesy Marco's Pizza. Want to purchase a Belly Buster upgrade at the box office on game day? No problem. For just $4, you can add a Belly Buster to any Wednesday game ticket. Don't miss out on the mouth-watering goodies and jaw-dropping plays at Jackie Robinson Ballpark this summer. Get your Belly Buster Wednesday tickets today by calling the Tortugas at 386-257-3172 or purchase them on the web at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Take the field before the first pitch with your favorite Tortugas players as a part of our Field of Dreams package. Starting at $16 a person, fans receive a general admission ticket, a standard food voucher, and a Tortugas hat. Field of Dreams spots are going quickly, so be sure to act today. To purchase your Field of Dreams package today, call the Tortugas at 386-257-3172 or log on to DaytonaTortugas.com for more information.
We are still in shock of how the Tortugas managed to escape the top half of the fifth inning unscathed. As Rainey Reyes fouls off the first pitch, it is 0-1. For the third time in four games, the Tortugas have successfully appealed a call on the base paths in which the opposing team's base runner missed a bag on a base hit. As that one up and away, 1-1 on Reyes, who walked and scored in the third inning. Domkowski out for his second full inning of relief tonight. The 0-1. And Reyes takes up and away. It is 2-1. It happened on Sunday in Palm Beach when Brandon Hernandez led off the game with a ground rule double to left center. Daytona successfully appealed to first base and he was out as Reyes off the hands and threw into left field a base hit. The left of Mojica to the right of the shortstop, Cheng. And Rainey Reyes breaks up his 0-for slide at the plate. He's aboard with a leadoff single here in the fifth inning. Ends an 0-for-8 stretch at the plate for the righty batter. And now it is the catcher, Andrew Salcedo. Salcedo walked and scored in the third. Switch hitter batting right-handed against the lefty. And Domkowski misses high. It is 1-0. It happened again last night in the ninth inning. Juan Jerez hit a ball down the right field line with nobody out in the ninth inning. And Giovanni Planchard, who was the runner at first, missed third on the appeal. As Salcedo swings and misses, and the bat goes flying towards Cookie Dawkins and the third base dugout for the Tortugas. And luckily, everybody's okay as the bat ends up getting lodged in one of the little nooks in the mesh netting on top of the Tortuga dugout. And the count 1-1 on the Daytona catcher. And Cookie going to make sure Salcedo lathers his handle up with some more pine tar to prevent that from happening again. So 1-1 on Andrew with one on and nobody out. So that happened last night. And then again here today, just a few moments ago, on the base hit by Planchard. As this one fouled back, and again Salcedo loses the bat towards the third base dugout. This time the ball goes flying on top of the press box. That is 1-2, and I guess however much pine tar Salcedo put on wasn't working, and now Salcedo appears to be shaken up. He's holding his left hand, or showing his left hand, to trainer Josh Hobson and manager Cookie Dawkins. Looked like Salcedo sort of focusing in on his left palm. Josh Hobson asking him to squeeze his hands to check on that left-handed wrist of the 19-year-old catcher. It's sort of a strange situation in which back-to-back swings from Salcedo ends. Now he puts a batting glove on that left hand. He was operating without it during that at-bat. The left hand is bottom hand from the right-hand side of the plate. Over by the knob of that bat, so maybe the knob of the bat on one of those swings swung so hard, maybe sort of went in towards the palm of his hand and sort of created a funny feeling. Not sure, but Salcedo will continue the at-bat with a 1-2 count. The lefty fires. That one down and in goes five-hole on the catcher Planchard, and Reyes read it beautifully. Will advance to second. It'll be a wild pitch on Domkowski. And Daytona with a man in scoring position and nobody out. Reyes his lead, the 2-2, and Salcedo takes inside. It's a full count. Top of the lineup, Jay Allen the second waiting on deck. Righty deals, and Salcedo fouls it off the Glove of the catcher, plot shot. We'll do it again, a full count. Daytona trying to tack on to a two-run lead here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Still nobody out. Lefty fires, and Salcedo a line drive up the middle. And threw in his center field, his first hit of the year. Rounding third, Reyes. Here comes a throw by Campanas. First base hit. First RBI for Andrew Salcedo. And Daytona has a 3-0 fifth inning lead. After having his hand be checked on during the at-bat by trainer Josh Hobson and the manager Cookie Dawkins, Salcedo able to power through and deliver his first hit and RBI of the season. But he still appears to be favoring that hand over at the first base back. But Daytona has added to their lead. And now back to the top of the order in Jay Allen the second. Has struck out, grounded into a fielder's choice tonight. And Allen shows bunt, lays it down third base line, but can't keep it fair. Picked up by the third base coach's box. It is 0-1. Bradenton, no runs, two hits, no errors. They have left two tonight. Daytona, three runs on three hits, no errors. They have left two so far. Wind continuing to blow out to left field as Salcedo takes his lead, the 0-1. And Allen swings over the top of a breaking pitch. It is one ball and one strike. Domkowski took over for Valentin Linares in that two-run third. Daytona trying to continue to add to their lead. The 0-2 pitch. And Allen can't hold up on the check swing. And that is a strikeout for Domkowski. First man retired here in the fifth inning. Third strikeout for the southpaw. Pitch down in the zone. And Allen at the last second tried to hold up his swing but couldn't. And now Austin Hendrick extended his hitting streak to 7 his last time with an RBI base hit. He's also flied out to center, 1-for-2 tonight. A lefty comes home, and Hendrick a check swing flare back behind third, and that one's going to get down for a base hit in front of Luke Brown. An excuse me check swing single for Austin Hendrick, and a couple of fist pumps with Cody White in faux celebration over at first base. And that is a kind of base hit that happens when you are going well at the dish. Try to check his swing like Jay Allen did on the pitch prior. Happened to find the barrel with the bat. And dunk it into shallow left field in front of Luke Brown for a base hit. So Hendrick with his second hit tonight. Continues his tear. And now it is Ruben Ibarra with 2 on and 1 out. And he takes outside for ball one. Ibarra RBI ground. He is 0-for-2. Hendrick, his third multi-hit game of the season. The 1-0. And Ibarra takes low, 2-0. Blanchard thought he had a strike. It is 2 balls, no strikes on Ruben. No action in the Bradenton bullpen down the right field line. Daytona a run in this inning on the Salcedo base hit. Now the lefty deals. And Ibarra taking all the way, looks at strike one. Domkowski, as we said, finished last season with the Marauders at a 3.86 ERA over 11 appearances, 18 and two-thirds innings. Part of that championship team last summer. Now the 2-1. And Ibarra takes a called strike at 82. It's even at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Michelle Triano, the first baseman, is on deck. Set at the belt, the 2-2. And Ibarra grabs enough to stay alive. Back directly behind the dish. Stays a two-ball, two-strike count. Chase Petty had a great start tonight for Daytona. Four no-hit innings. Looked like Bradenton had scored in the top of the inning on a base hit by Planchard. But Brendan Dixon was ruled as missing third base. The third time Daytona has successfully appealed a call of that play in the last four games as Ibarra sends another one to the screen. Another lengthy battle. There have been a lot of long at-bats by Daytona in this series. And the next pitch here to Rubin will be the seventh of this plate appearance. Salcedo at second. Hendrick is at first. First baseman Gonzalez off the line, and Ibarra takes one on the inside corner for a called strike three. Ibarra with some words for the home plate. Don't pitch back to the dugout. Two away. Fourth strikeout for Domkowski. And now it is the first baseman, Michel Triana. Triana 0 for 2, a couple of groundouts tonight. Once to second, once to third on a nice play by Mojica. Triana coming into play today on a 9-game on base streak. And he is laid on the fastball at 90. It is 0-1. Certainly looks like Renardo Cruz will come on and pitch in the top of the sixth inning for Daytona. Ortuga's a run in this inning on the Salcedo base hit. Lefty offers. And the 0-1. A wave and a miss. Fastball up at 90 again. It is 0-2. Domkowski. 4 years at the University of Hartford. Before being signed by Pittsburgh last summer. The 0-2. And Triana bounces one off the plate towards second. Charging in is Bowen. Scoops, throws to first, and they get Triana by a step to end the inning. Some groans from the crowd, but a nice play by Jace Bowen to retire Triana hustling up the line and end the inning. But Daytona adds another run on three hits and two men left at the end of five. 3-0 Tortugas on the Daytona Tortugas Radio Network.
Following a trip to Jupiter, your Tortugas return home on Tuesday, April 19th against the Bradenton Marauders. It all starts with a breast cancer awareness night presented by Radiology Associates Imaging, featuring special pink uniforms worn by Tortugas players and coaches. It'll also be a Silver Sluggers night presented by Conviva Care Solutions and a Taco Tuesday with special deals at concession stands. The homestand continues with a Belly Buster Wednesday on April 20th presented by Marco's Pizza with all-you-can-eat hot dogs, hamburgers, popcorn, and Marco's Pizza. The biggest party in Central Florida returns with a Bud Light Thursday on April 21st with drink specials starting at just a buck. We kick off the weekend with our friends from the Museum of Arts and Sciences with our annual astronomy night on Friday, April 22nd. Come to the park early as the first fans to the gates will receive a friend out on Saturday, April 23rd for our first Park in the Park night of the season featuring a collapsible dog bowl giveaway. And we wrap up the six-game set on Sunday with America's favorite mascot and Sheldon's Family Fun Night featuring games and activities for all ages. For tickets or more information on all our promotions, give us a call at 386-257-3170 or visit us online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Following a trip to Jupiter, your Tortugas. Apologize for that little technical difficulty there. Welcome back here to Jackie Robinson Ballpark as we head to the bottom half, top half of the sixth inning. A call to the bullpen for the Tortugas. Luis May is out. Reynardo Cruz has checked into this contest. Cruz, 6 feet tall, 196 pounds, 20 years old, out of San Pedro de Macorís in the Dominican Republic. And the first pitch of his night is low to Luke Brown. It is 1-0. May, a scoreless inning in the fifth as Cruz misses outside 2-0. Brown struck out his first time tonight. He is 0 for 1. May, one inning, no runs, two hits, no walks, two strikeouts. As that one on the outer half at 95, it is 2-1. May. 18 pitches, 13 strikes. Would have yielded a run had it not been for the base runner missing third base. As that one in the dirt kicks off the chest protector of Salcedo. It's 3-1. Rodgers trots one hit in the air to center field. In and to his right is Allen the second. He now backs up a few steps and over his left shoulder reels it in for the first out. So one away. And now it is the top of the lineup in Sergio Campana. Lined out to second, struck out tonight 0-2. Cruz making his third appearance of the year. Second out of the bullpen, no record, a 10.8 ERA. Two hits in five innings, seven walks, four strikeouts. As the slider from Cruz across, it is 0-1. Opponents hitting just a .133 against him. Coming into play tonight. Now the 0-1. And that fastball across at 95, 0-2. Cruz in his start against Palm Beach on Friday. The 0-2 from the 20-year-old, down and in. And Campana lays off. It's a ball and two strikes. Went three innings, allowed just one run, did not permit a base hit. Walked three and struck out three. As that one misses. And the count 2-2 on Campana. Cruz ranked as the Reds' number 37 prospect entering the season according to Fangraphs. The 2-2. Cruz offers and he blows him away with a 95-mile-an-hour fastball. Towards the outside part of the plate. First strikeout tonight for Cruz. Two out in the sixth inning. And now the shortstop, Sungjae Cheng. Cheng 0-2. Couple ground balls to second tonight. Righty from the belt. A windup and the pitch. And the first offering low. And the count 1-0. Went still howling out towards left field tonight. It hasn't caught quite as many balls in the stream as it did yesterday. As Chang takes one at the knees, 1-1. Now 72 degrees in Daytona Beach. He at 69. The 1-1. And a 55-foot slider. Blocked with the upper body by Salcedo. It's 2-1. Chang, an interesting story out of Taiwan. Pingtung County in Taiwan, signed by the Pirates in 2019. 2-1. And the lefty takes outside 3-1. During the offseason, played for the Caimanes de Colombia in the Caribbean Series and helped Team Colombia win the Caribbean Series. 3-1. Outside ball 4, and Cheng aboard with a two-out walk. First time he's reached base tonight. Second walk of the series for him. And now the first baseman, Jacob Gonzalez. Gonzalez 0-2, a ground ball to second, a ground ball to third. Bruce sets with a cross step towards third. The righty fires, and Gonzalez in the air to center. Out is Steiger, in it to his right is Allen. Steiger calling for it, and away from his body, makes the catch towards the left-hand side to end the inning. For the Marauders, no runs, no hits because of the walk, one left at the end of 5.5. It is 3-0 Daytona on the Tortugas Radio Network.
The Holiday Inn Resort Daytona Beach Oceanfront offers a world-class experience that is second to none. We are centrally located on one of the world's most famous beaches with all the sun, sand, and surf Daytona Beach has to offer. You'll discover great shopping and dining, as well as an array of outdoor adventures nearby. Our oceanfront hotel has it all with direct beach access, relaxing pool with lounge deck, rejuvenating hot tub, exciting splash park, and beach volleyball courts. Stop by the Oceanfront Lounge and Restaurant for a delicious meal or refreshing drink. Our newly renovated, spacious rooms are a comfortable place to relax after a day at the beach, with private balconies, some with oceanfront views. We have a variety of accommodations available, including suites and fully equipped kitchen, a full array of personal care amenities, such as an in-room safe, microwave, and refrigerator. Book your stay today at Holiday Inn Resort.
The biggest party in Central Florida is making its return to Minor League Baseball's oldest ballpark. That's right, Thirsty Thursdays presented by Bud Light are returning to the Jack. Every Thursday night at Jackie Robinson Ballpark, fans can enjoy draft beers and fountain sodas starting at just $1. You heard that right, folks. Your favorite draft beer or fountain soda starts at just a single dollar. Tickets for our 10 Thirsty Thursday dates are going fast, so secure yours today. Give the Daytona Tortugas a phone call at 386-257-3172, or you can purchase your tickets on the web at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Yerlin Confidon leading off here in the bottom of the sixth inning. First pitch swinging and strings it down the left field line for a base hit. And Confidon rounds first, heads back. And he is there with a leadoff first pitch single. The third baseman, Mojica, playing well off the line. And Confidon just hit a ground ball to the vacated spot of the infield and comes through with a base hit. So Confidon aboard, and that'll bring up the second baseman, Sebastian Almonte. Daytona, a 3-0 lead here. Third game of this three-game series. Tortugas trying to win their fourth in a row. And Almonte off the end of the bat, out of play. It's 0-1. In between innings, we were talking earlier when Brendan Dixon was at the plate about an incident that happened last night or yesterday afternoon in a junior college game in Texas as Almonte fouls it back 0-2. Daytona a 3-0 lead, as we said. And it was an insane video in which guy hit a home run as he was rounding third. The pitcher form tackled, of course, a fight broke out as that found back 0-2. You can find that somewhere on social media. It was making the rounds on Twitter yesterday afternoon, leaving me dumbstruck. But it appears that has been outdone tonight in the minor leagues. As that one up and in, and brushed back out of the way, is Almonte, luckily able to avoid it. Not exactly what Dombkowski was trying to do on an 0-2 pitch. Well, there was a game today between the Portland Sea Dogs, the Red Sox AA team, and the Binghamton Rumble Ponies, the Mets AA team. Swing and a miss. Runner goes. Throw down. The tag. In time to get him. The Tortuga's not happy. Confidon sliding in feet first. The throw bounced a few times. But it looked like Bowen able to still slap the tag on Confidon's foot, getting into second. And so a strike him out, throw him out, double play. And just like that, two down now in the sixth inning. And the base is empty for Gus Steiger. Steiger, 0-1 with a walk and a flyout. There's a bunt-bound ground ball towards third. Dombkowski fields a leaping throw, an accurate one amazingly, but not in time to beat the hustling Steiger. Steiger laying a bunt down the third base line, and a great athletic effort by Dombkowski to his right, throwing across his body towards first base to try and get Gus. But Steiger a bunt single. He's on board for the second time tonight. And now it is the third baseman, Rainey Reyes. Reyes walking a single, scored a run last inning. Runner goes, and that pitch is high, and the ball is dropped by the catcher, Plutchart. Behind home plate it goes, but Steiger doesn't realize in time it'll be a stolen base. So the count 1-0 on Rainey. And Daytona's 21st, I do believe, as a team. Indeed it was. Plutchart and Dombkowski congregate in front of the mound, trying to get back on the same page as the Bradenton bullpen begins to come to life down the right field line. But there was an incident today between the Binghamton Rumble Ponies, the Mets AA team, and the Portland Sea Dogs, the Red Sox AA team.
Reyes takes up and away 2-0. And I believe it was Binghamton pitching, Portland hitting. The Portland batter gets hit in the leg with a pitch. As the 2-0 comes, and Reyes takes high 3-0. Andrew Salcedo, the catcher on deck. Man at second, two out. Bottom six, Daytona, a 3-0 advantage. But the batter walks about halfway up the first base line, and as the pitcher is going to get a new baseball, they start jawing at one another. The 3-0 as Reyes takes a strike, chest high 3-1. The batter throws a full haymaker on the pitcher, then proceeds to throw the catcher, who tried to get in the way, to the ground in one fell swoop, and two different brawls broke out with punches thrown by the pitcher's mound and by home plate. As Domkowski steps off and looks Steiger back to second. But it is quite the scene. It was a tweet my buddy to my left, our TrackMan operator, Jeff LeCates, sent me from Sports Illustrated. 3-1. Reyes out of play. Right-hand side, 3-2. My first year in Daytona, it was the Tortugas and the Marauders. I'm trying to remember who it was for Daytona that slid into second base. Robbie Glendinning, the Marauders second baseman, took exception to it. And sure enough, a violation against the pitcher, Domkowski, and that's ball four to Reyes. A home plate umpire, Chase Eubanks, calling a pitch clock violation on the southpaw on the 3-2 pitch. And that results in an automatic ball, and Reyes granted first base with a walk. Daytona has really taken advantage of some of these minor mistakes by the Marauders in this series, as Salcedo fouls it off 0-1. Has reached twice tonight, a walk and an RBI single. Has also scored a run back in the third inning. Between pitch clock violations, base runners missing bases, pitchers licking their hand while on the rubber, a lot of minor but significant miscues by Bradenton in this series. As that foul back, it is 0-2. Steiger at second, Reyes at first. Daytona looking to add to a 3-0 lead. Righty at the plate, and Salcedo fouls the pitch off from the southpaw. We'll do it again. At 0-2, top of the lineup. And Jay Allen the second, waiting on deck. Marauders will have the heart of their order due up in the seventh inning. Now the 0-2. And Salcedo strikes out on the elevated fastball to end the inning. Daytona gets no runs, a hit. And because of the walk, two men left at the end of six. 3-0 Daytona on the Tortugas Radio Network.
The next great flavor from Wendy's is here. The Bourbon Bacon Cheeseburger. With Wendy's signature applewood smoked bacon smothered in our brand new bourbon bacon sauce. Because Wendy's goes all in on flavor, unlike other places.
Innovation is this team's secret sauce.
Isn't our secret sauce kind of like Thousand Island?
Shh, they might be listening. Bill's right. Everyone, break your phone.
Get him on the table.
Okay. I don't have an insurance plan for my
flavor. We got you with the new Bourbon Bacon Cheeseburger. Only at Wendy's.
Want to head out to Jackie Robinson Ballpark this season but aren't sure of what day or game works best for you? A Daytona Tortugas Flex Ticket Plan may be right up your alley. With a 10 or 30 game ticket plan, you'll get your very own personal account manager, online access to transfer or exchange tickets, plus you can exchange your tickets in any combination. Want to use two tickets at a time? Perfect. Want to use six tickets for one game? That works too. There are no blackout dates as a part of the Daytona Tortugas Flex Pack. So what are you waiting for? Get your ticket plan and join in on the 9-inning vacation at one of America's legendary ballparks. To purchase your package today, get the Tugas box office a call at 386-257-3172, or you can purchase them online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
top of the seventh inning. Renardo Cruz back to work. Fans, Escott Bus Lines is the official transportation partner of the Daytona Tortugas. Escott Bus Lines, a family-owned company, has been providing organizations of all types with charter bus transportation since 1983. Reserve your ride today at escottbuslines.com. That's E-S-C-O-T, buslines.com. Cruz against Jace Bowen here to start the seventh inning, and Cruz misses outside with the slider. It is 1-0. Daytona ahead by three. Marauders, no runs, two hits, no errors, three left. As that slider in there for a called strike, 1-1. Daytona, three runs, six hits, no errors. They have left six tonight. The 1-1. Down and away. It is 2-1. Rather, there is one error on Daytona here tonight. On the Confidant play in left field. 2-1. In the dirt, 3-1. Actually, maybe that scored the run, but apparently the Confidant error still stands despite the appeal call at third base. The 3-1. As this one ripped down the left field line, that one will stay fair into the corner. Bouncing off the Cisco signage, Confidant Fields will throw into the cutoff man. Actually, we'll just fire it straight into third base. Now the runner breaks towards third. Reyes trying to tag him on a slide, and they get him! Bowen and the third base coach, irate. The third base coach, Gustavo Omana, looked like he was going to go face-to-face with the base umpire, Austin Snow. Now Jonathan Johnson out to argue. Bowen now chirping at the home plate umpire, Chase Eubanks. And I would not be stunned with how the series has gone so far for Bradenton in terms of calls and unique things that have happened through the first two-plus games. I would not be shocked to see Jonathan Johnson try and get himself run tonight. But it appears the conversation between him and Snow has come to a close. And so it is a double for Bowen, and he is out at third, 7-5. The throw by Confidant went into foul ground of the third base line. Didn't have a lot of velocity on it. Bowen broke towards third base. As he saw that happen, Reyes had to go up, field it, then race back to the bag. Dove headlong as Bowen was sliding into third and beat him to the base, according to the base umpire. And so Bowen retired on what was a leadoff double. And now Alexander Mojica takes strike one. This series has been far from normal. Mojica has flied out and struck out tonight. And that one bounces down and in, 1-1. Two of the Marauders' three hits tonight. Think about this. As that pitch in the dirt time called before the offering by Cruz. So it stays a 1-1 count on Mojica. The last two hits for Bradenton have resulted in outs. The 1-1. The base hit to end the top of the fifth by Planchart when Brendan Dixon missed third. The 2-1. Swing and a miss. Fastball up at 93, 2-2. And then that last play where Jace Bowen doubles and is thrown out trying to advance to third on the throw. The 2-2 pitch in the dirt. Blocked by Salcedo on the slider. Full count on the Marauder third baseman. Enough wacky plays in the first three games of this series to turn your head into a pretzel. Payoff pitch, and he strikes him out. I don't know if that was a slider or a changeup, but Cruz certainly took something off of it. And Mojica strikes out. Two down now in the seventh inning. Fourth punch out for Renardo Cruz tonight. Rather, excuse me, his second. He's reading Luis May's line at one point. As this is a ground ball back up the middle by Nolasco and through past the diving glove of Steiger to his left to base hit. A seeing eye single, diving efforts by Almonte to his right and Steiger to his left. But it got underneath both of them. And Nolasco aboard with a two out knock. Here's Brendan Dixon. Double to right his last time. And then, of course, we were just talking about it. On the Planchard base hit had scored, but was out on appeal. Did not touch third base. The righty's first offering. Missing inside, trying to spin a breaking ball. It is 1-0. Tortugas will have the top of their lineup due up in the seventh. Rodgers had a righty readying last inning. Lasko takes his lead, the 1-0. And that fastball, knee high at 94, it's 1-1. Series continues tomorrow night, our annual Game of Arts and Sciences. First 1,000 fans through the gates will get a special astronomy-themed Tortugas t-shirt. To come out early, the 1-1, and a swing through a slider. It is 1-2. Gates open at 6 o'clock. There will also be a stargazing tour by museum's curator of astronomy on the field at Jackie Robinson Ballpark. So if you want to come to the ballpark and have a chance to be on the diamond at some point after the ball game, come on out and take the stargazing tour with our friends from OAS. The 1-2. Blocked. Nice job by Salcedo on the skipping pitch. Count 2-2 now. Gates open at 6, first pitch 7:05 tomorrow. Will be Justin Mice for Bradenton and Julian Aguiar. He's one of the few pitchers in baseball this year not to give up an earned run as a throw over to first and a little high, but Triana able to bring it in flat-footed. Everybody safe. And at first, two out. Daytona ahead by three. Aguiar, one of 20 qualified pitchers in minor league baseball with an ERA of 0. The 2-2 runner goes. That one down and in. Salcedo from his knees. Throw down the tag. Oh, he got him. The tag by Steiger, actually by Almonte, on a howitzer of a right arm throw by Andrew Salcedo. And Alasco out stealing second to end the inning. For the Marauders, no runs, two hits. And because of the caught stealing and the out earlier in the inning on the bases, nobody left. Time to get up and stretch here on this Thursday night. 3-0 Daytona on the Tortugas Radio Network.
It's all new and now open in Tomoka Town Center, the only place to eat, drink, play, and watch sports in Daytona Beach. Play hundreds of the newest arcade games and check out the mind-blowing all the games on massive HD TVs and our state-of-the-art sports bar. Try all new menu items like the mouth-watering Super Stack Burger and enjoy one-of-a-kind cocktails. Eat, drink, play, and watch sports only at the all-new Dave & Buster's in Daytona Beach, now open in Tomoka Town Center.
I'll take a Coke.
Is Pepsi okay?
Is Pepsi okay? Ow! Our puppy's okay. He's a shooting star, okay?
Is the laughter of a small child okay?
Are you with me? You seem confused. Let's role play. Now.
Okay, I'm Steve. I'm an actor.
No. Just order something.
You will
have a nice cold glass of the best thing you ever tasted, okay?
Okay.
I think you might be just saying it wrong. You gotta say it with pride, okay?
Okay.
Oh, yeah, kind of. Pepsi's more than okay. It's okay. Okay, what have we learned today?
You want a Pepsi?
I want a Pepsi.
She wants a Pepsi. There you go. Okay. Like Lil Jon. Okay.
I've got to come up with my own catchphrase.
Okay.
Call to the bullpen for Bradenton as we head to the bottom of the seventh inning. Daytona a 3-0 lead. Justin Rock with you. Top of the 9 o'clock hour, it is the right-hander Xavier Concepcion on a pitch. And the first offering from Jay Allen, a called strike. And Allen can't believe that they allowed the pitch to be thrown. Fans arguing he wasn't ready, but obviously that not as much of a factor anymore with the pitch clock. This is a line drive off the glove of the pitcher, Concepcion, deflects to the second baseman, Bowen. And in it to his left, able to hurry and make the throw on to Allen the second for the first out of the inning. Thought that was going to be a tough play and speed, but Allen and the home plate umpire, Chase Eubanks, continuing to talk to each other up the first base line, and the conversation continuing on the top of the third base dugout with Gookie Dawkins, Darryl Brinkley, and other members of the Daytona coaching staff. So a 1-4-3 ground out for Allen here to start the seventh inning. That'll bring up Austin Hendrick, and he swings and rips one into right field, a base hit in between the first baseman Gonzalez and the second baseman Bowen. A three-hit night for Austin Hendrick. His second three-hit night in the last four games. Three for four night for Austin. And now Daytona with a man aboard in the seventh. One out for Ibarra, and he swings a line drive right field. Back goes Nolasco. It's over his head and off the very top of the fence and stays in play. Hendrick gets the wave around third by Sierra. Here comes the relay by Bowen. The tag in time for the out as Ibarra advances to third standing. On the throw. What a relay from Nolasco to Bowen to the catcher Plotchart to gun down Hendrick. On that rising line drive, I thought Hendrick was going to score easy when that ball stayed in the ballpark. But Nolasco showing off a strong arm and right, and Bowen couldn't have walked it up to home plate any better. And the throw he made. So it'll be a double for Ibarra, his first of the year. And now Triana fouls it back at 95, 0-1. Jeffrey Sierra had some tough sends in the first home series, but I can't argue with that decision there. The 0-1. This one a bouncing ball towards short. Waiting on the hop, Cheng gathers in low throw. Picked out of the dirt by Gonzalez to end the inning. So Daytona threatens. No runs left. Leaves them scoreless. We head to the eighth inning. Daytona still in front 3-0 on the Tortugas Radio Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Come on in. We're real glad to see you. At Dustin's, great barbecue is what we do, but friendly is who we are. Dustin's Barbecue has been family-owned and operated since 1991. Our goal was to create a friendly restaurant that served the very best southern barbecue around, and if you listen to our customers, we definitely made it happen. From our smoker comes all of the favorites you crave, and when you experience our flavor, you'll fully understand that Dustin's is real southern barbecue. Only the best cuts of pork, beef, and turkey are slow-smoked to perfection. Pulled pork or sliced pork, fall-off-the-bone chicken, St. Louis-style spare ribs, and our tender baby back ribs are all customer favorites. Dustin's also serves great steaks and seafood, but let's not forget the tasty appetizers, side dishes, and our fabulous all-you-can-eat salad bar. Dine in or take out, call ahead and we'll have it ready for you. We also have a catering service for your next party or event. Locations in Ormond Beach, Port Orange, Edgewater, DeLand, and Melbourne. Check out our daily lunch and dinner specials at DustinsBarbecue.com.
Third inning of work tonight for Renardo Cruz as we move to the top of the eighth inning. Bottom third of the Marauder order due up. Brendan Dixon was at the plate when Nolasco was caught stealing to end the seventh. And Dixon a fly ball off the end of the bat to right. Hendrick backing up on it, now charging in at the last second with the wind blowing to left. And he's able to get there, makes the catch. One pitch, one out here in the top of the eighth inning. That brings up the catcher, Giovanni Plotchart. Single through the left side his last trip, and that was the play in which Dixon missed guy's single. Ends up just being a single-single. He's also grounded out to second. Cruz from the first base side. And that pitch is low. Four ball one. Kind of a cool story came out earlier today. Major League Baseball announcing there will be a game at the Field of Dreams field again this year. As there is a strike on the inside corner, 1-1 with Planchart backing out. He's barely clipped the inner half, so 1-1. Variety fires. And the slider on the outside corner. It is 1-2. It'll be a high A game between the Quad Cities River Bandits, the Royals affiliate, and the Cedar Rapids Colonels, the Twins Farm Club. Check swing, pitch outside, appeal down to first. Didn't go, says Austin Snow. Count even at 2-2. Will take place at the Field of Dreams movie site. The cornfields of Dyersville, Iowa. It'll be on August the 9th. As that one in the dirt, blocked again by Salcedo, is a full count. Take place, as we said, on August the 9th there. It will be a part of the lead-up to the second Field of Dreams game for Major League clubs, as a 3-2. Fouled out of play towards the first base pavilion. The Cubs and the Reds will play there on August the 11th. 2 days later, the 3-2. On the outside corner, got Planchart looking. And Planchart disapproving with his body language as the bat sinks to the bottom of his hand and walks back to the first base dugout. Two out in the eighth inning. For Cruz, that's strikeout number 3. And here is the 9-hitter Luke Brown. And a struck out fly to center tonight. And Cruz curls and offers outside for ball 1. Of course, Quad Cities and Cedar Rapids both in the state of Iowa. This will be a somewhat local trip as that one low 2-0. One of the things that they're going to do with that game is a 2-0. Out of play to the left, it's 2-1. Was a lot like when the White Sox and Yankees played last year. They are going to wear special throwback uniforms, paying homage to their histories. As Brown fouls it straight back 2-2. The Quad Cities River Bandits will become the Davenport Blue Sox, which was their name from 1913 to 16, 29 to 33, and 34 through 37. 2-2 outside, full count. And the Colonels will become the Cedar Rapids Bunnies, which was their name for 28 years from 1904. To 1932. The payoff pitch, foul tip into the glove of the catcher, Salcedo winning over, and Cruz with a little mean mug and a flex towards his dugout as he goes back to celebrate with his boys. Renardo Cruz strikes out a pair in the inning and retires the side in order on 14 pitches. We head to the bottom of the eighth. Still 3-0 Daytona on the Tortugas Radio Network.
Dave & Buster's is all new and now open in Tomoka Town Center. The only place to eat, drink, play, and watch sports in Daytona Beach. Play hundreds of the newest arcade games and check out the mind-blowing virtual reality experiences. Catch all the games on massive HD TVs and our state-of-the-art sports bar. Try all new menu items like the mouth-watering Super Stack Burger and enjoy one-of-a-kind cocktails. Eat, drink, play, and watch sports only at the all-new Dave & Buster's in Daytona Beach. Now open in Tomoka Town Center.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Yerlin Confidon to lead off for Daytona. Bottom of the eighth inning. Tortugas a 3-0 lead. Xavier Concepcion out for his second inning of relief. Confidon has walked and singled 1-for-2. And he takes low for ball one. We're talking about that Field of Dreams game that will be played in the minor leagues this year in Dyersville, Iowa, Cedar Rapids, and Quad Cities. The 1-0 is inside, 2-0, and Plotschart thought he had a strike but doesn't get the call. Righty works from the first base side of the rubber. And the 2-0 down and in all the way to the backstop. It's a three ball, no strike count. And David Mandelberg, our video coordinator here in Daytona in 2022, chiming in from the Tortugas clubhouse where he's charting tonight as the 3-0 is strike 3-1. Quad Cities is where he worked last season in the Royals system as the video coordinator. And they beat Cedar Rapids in what is once again the Midwest League Championship. Is that one foul to the left? It's a full count. So maybe we can bring David's championship luck back to the Jack for the first time in almost a decade. As Confidon takes one on the inner half, strike three called. 97 miles an hour on the inner black. And Confidon down looking. First strikeout tonight for Concepcion. And now the second baseman, Sebastian Almonte. To first base his first time, since then a couple of Ks. One of the things we talked about a lot in the office in Daytona is Almonte drives one out to left center field. That one's going to get down for a base hit into the gap and roll all the way to the wall. Almonte on his way to second. Strong throw in by Campana, cut off at short by Cheng. It is a double for Sebastian Almonte, his second of the year, third extra base hit of the season. And Daytona man in scoring position and one out. Another solid crowd on hand tonight, 16-26. You're at the Jack. As we play on in the eighth inning, Gus Steiger will be the man at the plate. One of the things we were talking about in the Daytona front office and really started last summer with that Field of Dreams game. As Steiger takes high 1-0. Steiger tonight has walk, bunt, single in this contest. So he's been on board twice. He's also stolen a base. Righty looks towards second, the 1-0. That one in the dirt, down and away. The Planchard doesn't let it get far from him. Almonte stays put, 2-0. It also sort of went back to the reports of Major League Baseball saying they will do some sort of barnstorming tour in different parts of the world in the next several years, the 2-0. As Steiger on the ground, through the right side, a base hit. They're going to hold the runner at third, Almonte. Throw into the plate. Steiger breaks towards second. No play there. Throw to third, not in time. And Mojica slams the turf in frustration. He thought he had the man at third base. Outstanding base running by Gus Steiger to take second base on the throw that went all the way into home. So second and third and one out. Steiger another knock. Back-to-back multi-hit games for the now 23-year-old. And now Daytona with a chance to really create some separation for Rainey Reyes. And this one hits him in the hand. They say maybe actually caught him in the forearm. A 97-mile-an-hour fastball. Reyes still a little skittish to flex that left arm. So now the sacks are saturated. And the catcher, Andrew Salcedo, will step in as Yorman Bassardo out of the dugout. One of the things we talked about was considering the history of this ballpark and Jackie Robinson's importance on Major League Baseball and American life since he played here in 1946. Why not play a doubleheader here at Jackie Robinson Ballpark, fourth oldest ballpark in the country, behind Rickwood Field in Birmingham, Alabama, Fenway Park in Wrigley Field. It's where Jackie played for the first time in an affiliated Major League Baseball game in a spring contest for the Montreal Royals against the Brooklyn Dodgers. So why not bring some folks out here to this part of the country and play a game at another ballpark that has a major impact in baseball's lineage in this country. Salcedo, first pitch, takes a strike. It is 0-1. Salcedo, switch hitter. That left-handed against the righty has walked, singled, and struck out tonight. Scored a run and also brought home one. The 0-1. And Salcedo, a bouncer over the mound, charging in the second baseman, Bowen. Only play for him is at first, and that's where he'll go. Scoring is Almonte to third, Steiger to second, Reyes. Second RBI tonight for Almonte on the 4-3 ground ball. And Daytona has a 4-0 lead. Productive out by Salcedo. That's the second time tonight Daytona has had a ground ball. Softly hit with a man at third. And it just barely was out of the reach of the pitcher. The one Ibarra hit in the third inning was just underneath the glove, just above. As Allen swings and hits a cue ball towards first. Picking it up to his right, Gonzalez will head back to his left, step on the bag. And Allen retired to end the inning. But Daytona adds another insurance run on two hits, no errors, and two men left at the end of eight. We head to the ninth, Daytona 4, and a break to nothing on the Daytona Tortugas Radio Network.
The Holiday Inn Resort Daytona Beach Oceanfront offers a world-class experience that is second to none. We are centrally located on one of the world's most famous beaches with all the sun, sand, and surf Daytona Beach has to offer. You'll discover great shopping and dining, as well as an array of outdoor adventures nearby. Our oceanfront hotel has it all with direct beach access, relaxing pool with lounge deck, rejuvenating hot tub, exciting splash park, and beach volleyball courts. Stop by the oceanfront lounge and restaurant for a delicious meal or refreshing drink. Our newly renovated, spacious rooms are a comfortable place to relax after a day at the beach, with private balconies, some with oceanfront views. We have a variety of accommodations available, including suites and fully equipped kitchen rooms. And all our guests will enjoy a full array of personal care amenities, such as an in-room safe, microwave, and refrigerator. Book your stay today at Holiday Inn Resort.
Go to the ninth inning. Renardo Cruz out for his fourth inning of work, trying to seal a Daytona win. The Tortugas a 4-0 edge. It'll be the top of the lineup due up for the Marauders in the inning. Fans, a reminder, after the final out, we'll have the recap report for you. Here on the Tortugas Radio Network, a look back at this one, scores from out of town, and a look ahead to game four of our series tomorrow night. All that coming up on the recap report. Right here on the Tortugas Radio Network. Sergio Campana will lead off 0-for-3, has lined out to second and struck out twice. And the first pitch from Cruz, missing down and in. It is 1-0. Marauders, no runs, four hits, no errors, three left tonight. Daytona, four left, nine, as that one at the knees at 92. It is one ball and one strike. Daytona shut out Bradenton in the opening game of this series. The 1-1, and Campana, a little swinging bunt back behind the plate, 1-2. It was the first time Daytona had ever shut out the Marauders since they rebranded to become the Tortugas in 2015. Roddy Cruz kicks now the 1-2 pitch. Slider low, and Campana lays off. It's 2-2. It was the first time the Daytona franchise had shut out Bradenton since July the 28th of 2014, the final year of the Daytona Cubs. Is that fastball right down the middle at 94, strike three, one out here in the ninth inning. Third straight strikeout for Renardo Cruz. He's now punched out five tonight. One away in the ninth inning, and now it's Sung Che Cheng. A couple ground balls to second and a walk in this one. It was a 7-0 Daytona win over Bradenton here at the Jack as that slider skips. It is 1-0. Action in Daytona's left field bullpen just in case. That is Javian Sandridge. 1-0. This one, a line drive just to the left of the press box. Off towards East Orange Avenue, it's 1-1. It was a 7-0 three-hitter for Daytona that night against Bradenton, started by Juan Paniagua and followed by Tyler Bremer and Austin Kirk, as Cruz misses. Inside, 2-1. The 20-year-old misses inside on a bounce. Count now 3-1 with Jacob Gonzalez on deck. It's Daytona's first shutout since August the 13th of last year. On Tuesday night, as this one, a dribbler off the plate towards the first base line, and will take a right hand where it's picked up by Triana. It's now a full count. Smart job by Daytona to let that one continue to roll. As Cheng, solid speed, likely to have been safe hustling up the first base line. Wind still howling out to left field. Look at the American flag in straightaway center field. You sort of get the impression that the flagpole might not be strong enough to hold it. It is blowing so forcefully out in that direction. A payoff pitch. And this one served in the air to left. In and to his right, Confidant towards the line. The ball for Daytona's bullpen gets lost onto the field of play, and Confidant drops the fly ball. It'll be a two-base error that allows Cheng to reach. I don't know what happened, but all of a sudden I saw Confidant going back. I don't know if it distracted him or not. But a ball got loose from the mound area side of Daytona's bullpen. I'd say maybe 20 feet or so in front of Confidant. And it was right about that time that Confidant settled under it, and the ball went in and out of his glove. And Cheng is safe at second base. So the Marauder is a base runner, trying to break up the shutout and chip away at this deficit. Now it's Jacob Gonzalez. Grounded out twice, once to second, once to third. A pop-up to short, two. And he takes a fastball at 93. It's 0-1. 71 degrees right now. Real feel at 67. 15-mile-an-hour wind gusts. You wonder maybe also, thinking about that wind going out to left field, if maybe that ball was knuckling on Confidant a little bit as well. Back in towards the line. The 0-1. And Gonzalez couldn't quite get his hands in there. Foul ball off the handle. It is Jace Bowen, the second baseman, is on deck. Sandridge continuing to throw out and left for the Tugas. Righty looks towards second and time called. And a pitch clock violation against Cruz. Will be an automatic ball one. Salcedo stepping out to the right towards the lefty batter's box, rotating his finger in a clockwise motion to Cruz, saying, hey, let's go, speed it up. 1-2. And this one crushed. Left field, Confidant back, and that one out of sight off the roof of the batting cages and back out towards the Halifax River. Well, he sped it up. And so did Jacob Gonzalez. There goes the shutout. A two-run home run, his third of the year. RBIs number 9 and 10. And the Marauders on the board now. It is 4-2. 103 miles an hour off the bat. 406 feet out to left field. And with the Marauders now within two, Cookie Dawkins going to come out of the third base dugout and take the ball from the right-hander Reynaldo Cruz. Probably just as much about the pitch count as it was the home run. Cruz up over 60 pitches. I guess that is right around his threshold for the night. And so Sandridge will come on to try and secure the save. Marauders have two in on the Gonzalez home run. It is 4-2 Daytona. Nobody on, one out in the ninth. On the Tortugas Radio Network.
Dave & Buster's is all new and and now open in Tomoka Town Center, the only place to eat, drink, play, and watch sports in Daytona Beach. Play hundreds of the newest arcade games and check out the mind-blowing virtual reality experiences. Catch all the games on massive HD TVs and our state-of-the-art sports bar. Try all new menu items like the mouth-watering Super Stack Burger and enjoy one-of-a-kind cocktails. Eat, drink, play, and watch sports only at the all-new Dave & Buster's in Daytona Beach, now open in Tomoka Town Center.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and are your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Going to the bullpen for Daytona, Javian Sandrich on in relief as the Marauders break up the shutout in the ninth on the two-run Jacob Gonzalez home run. And it'll be Sandrich to face Jace Bowen here with the bases empty and one out. Sandrich, 6'3", 235 pounds, 23 years old from Hagerstown, Maryland. And the lefty's first pitch of the night has a fastball high, 1-0. Sandrich signed by the Reds as a minor league free agent last year out of Lynn University in Florida, the 1-0. And Bowen takes inside, 2-0. Bowen, 1-for-2, has walked, struck out. Doubled to left his last time, but was thrown out trying to advance to third on the throw. 2-0. And Sandrich fires a strike at 90. It is 2-1. Sandrich pitching for the first time since taking the loss against Palm Beach on Friday. Gave up the run in the ninth inning on a wild pitch that ended the ballgame. As that one inside, and Bowen has to hopscotch out of the way. Got hit in the ninth inning, or rather eighth inning last night. And the count now 3-1. Sandrich allowed just the one run on a wild pitch, two hits, a walk, and a strikeout in two-thirds of an inning. The 3-1, and Bowen a 3-2. Sandrich threw 1 2/3 perfect innings of relief in his season debut here at the Jack on April the 10th. Struck out three of the five men he faced. A payoff pitch coming to Bowen. And that one inside, ball 4. And the Marauders will bring the tying run to the plate here in the ninth inning. A strikeout, a drop fly ball and left by Confidant. That would have been the second out. And then the home run by Gonzalez. Now a walk to Bowen. And Alexander Mojica has plenty of power. Potentially tie this game. Lefty against righty. And the first pitch is high for ball 1. Mojica 0-for-3 tonight. Has popped up to short. Struck out swinging his last two trips. Sandrich from the third base side of the hill. The 1-0. And there's a fastball low. It is 2-0. That one looked like it was right across at the knees. So a bad break for Sandrich. And now a 2-0 count on Mojica. Lefty kicks and fires. And that's high for ball 3. Rodolfo Nolasco, the right fielder, is on deck. He represents the go-ahead run for the Marauders. Bowen leads off of first, the 3-0. And swinging away, Mojica may have swung at ball 4. A pitch down and in. Not a great 3-0 hack there by Mojica, who had the green light. 3-1 on the ground. And foul towards the Bradenton first base dugout. Another full count. So from 3-0 to 3-2. Call on 1-0 really comes into play. Payoff pitch. Low ball 4. And the tying runs are aboard. Back-to-back walks by Sandridge out of the bullpen. And now 4 straight have reached here after the leadoff man was retired. And Todd Naskadov out of the third base dugout to talk with Sandridge. Everything has gone topsy-turvy for Daytona since Confidon dropped that fly ball in left field. That would have been the second out of the ninth inning. A two-base error there, a two-run homer by Gonzalez, and back-to-back walks on full counts. And now it is Rodolfo Nolasco, the highest-ranked prospect on this Bradenton roster. We'll step up to the plate. The Marauders have brought in a pinch runner over at first base for Mojica. Looks to be Mike Jarvis who has come in a pinch run over at first base. So, Bradenton with two on and one out. A go-ahead run at the dish in Nolasco, who's 1-for-3 with a couple Ks and a single. Daytona looking for a ground ball to end it. This one, a home run hack. And Nolasco got underneath it, fouls it back out of play, 0-1. Glove resting on the front right-hand side of Sandridge's chest. The 0-1. Nice breaking ball, but drops too far down and out of the zone. It's 1-1. Sandridge, those paradise green cleats, stuck into the ballpark mound. Lefty kicks the 1-1. That one high, pops in and out of the mitt of Salcedo and back into his glove, 2-1. Just 5 strikes out of 15 pitches out of the bullpen for Sandridge. Lefty kicks the 2-1, and this one hit in the air to center. Coming in on it is Allen to his right. Now drifting a little bit to his left with the breeze. Now back to his right and makes the catch. And the Tortugas are one out away. And watching Allen dance like that out in the outfield on that fly ball to shallow center field really looked like an easy play off the bat. And obviously had to move around a bit. Really gives you an example of how howling and swirling the wind is right now here at the Jack. You can maybe understand a little more the drop fly ball by Confidon in left field. And even a casual fly is hard. Brendan Dixon now the batter. The Tortugas one out away and a first pitch strike from Sandridge. It's 0-1. Remember as well that outing against the Mets started bumpy for Sandridge through an errant pickoff throw before he ever threw his first pitch of the season. But hunkered down and then retired all 5 guys he faced. As time called. And Sandridge steps off. It was an automatic ball, I think. Not sure. They put a ball up on the video board. And Dixon, a foul ball to the right. Regardless, the Tortugas are now 1 strike away. There is action in Daytona's left field bullpen. But Daytona hoping he never makes it to the left field mound. Bowen at second. Jarvis the pinch runner at first. Daytona a 4-2 lead in the ninth. Sandridge ready. The 1-2. Breaking ball down and away. Gets away from Salcedo. But the runner at second, Bowen, didn't read it well. And everyone stays put. So the Tortugas catch a little bit of a break here. And the count is indeed 2 balls and 2 strikes on Brendan Dixon. Giovanni Plonchart, the catcher, is on deck. Center fielder Allen shallow. Left fielder Confidon playing deep. The 2-2. And a foul ball back towards press row. We'll do it again. Dixon 1-for-3 tonight. double to right in the fifth inning. The ground ball to short has also flied out to right. Marauders two runs in here in this ninth inning. Dixon, the seventh man to bat. The 2-2 pitch struck him out, swinging on the changeup. Tag applied by Salcedo, and you can celebrate a fourth straight Tortugas victory. Bradenton clawing back till the bitter end, putting the tying runs aboard, bringing the go-ahead run to the plate. But much like that outing on April the 10th, Javian Sandridge bends but does not break as he picks up his first save of the season. For the Marauders in the ninth, they pick up a couple runs on the Gonzalez homer, but Daytona is back at 500 with their fourth consecutive victory. What a job for this team after losing on four straight walk-offs in the last road series against Palm Beach to retaliate right away with four consecutive victories starting on Sunday. We'll take a break when we come back. The happy recap a la Bob Murphy. Daytona 4, Bradenton 2. Back with more on the Tortugas Radio Network.
The Holiday Inn Resort Daytona Beach Oceanfront offers a world-class experience that is second to none. We are centrally located on one of the world's most famous beaches with all the sun, sand, and surf Daytona Beach has to offer. You'll discover great shopping and dining, as well as an array of outdoor adventures nearby. Our oceanfront hotel has it all with direct beach access, relaxing pool with lounge deck, rejuvenating hot tub, exciting splash park, and beach volleyball courts. Stop by the Oceanfront Lounge and Restaurant for a delicious meal or refreshing drink. Our newly renovated, spacious rooms are a comfortable place to relax after a day at the beach, with private balconies, some with oceanfront views. We have a variety of accommodations available, including suites and fully equipped kitchen rooms. And all our guests will enjoy a full array of personal care, wave, and refrigerator. Book your stay today at Holiday Inn Resort.
Following a trip to Jupiter, your Tortugas return home on Tuesday, April 19th against the Bradenton Marauders. It all starts with a Breast Cancer Awareness Night presented by Radiology Associates Imaging, featuring special pink uniforms worn by Tortugas players and coaches. It'll also be a Silver Sluggers Night presented by Conviva Care Solutions and a Taco Tuesday with special deals at concession stands. The homestand continues with a Belly Buster Wednesday on April 20th presented by Marco's Pizza with all-you-can-eat hot dogs, hamburgers, popcorn, and Marco's Pizza. The biggest party in Central Florida returns with a Bud Light Thirsty Thursday on April 21st with drink specials starting at just a buck. We kick off the weekend with our friends from the Museum of Arts and Sciences with our annual astronomy night on Friday, April 22nd. Come to the park early as the first fans to the gates will receive a t-shirt giveaway. Bring your four-legged friend out on Saturday, April 23rd for our first Park in the Park night of the season featuring a collapsible dog bowl giveaway. And we wrap up the six-game set on Sunday with America's favorite mascot and Sheldon's Family Fun Night featuring games and activities for all ages. For tickets or more information on all our promotions, give us a call at 386-257-3172 or visit us online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Whether it is corporate or casual, there's no better place for a group outing than a night at Jackie Robinson Ballpark with the Daytona Tortugas. We have a variety of different communal areas that are suitable to your needs. Looking to host a large number of people? The Budweiser Bullpen or Party Pavilion down the right field line is perfect for you. Searching for something a little smaller for a birthday party or team event? Take a look at the Turtle's Nest along the first base side. Our friendly and knowledgeable ticket staff are ready to help you get started. To learn more about our group areas and pricing, give the Tortugas a call at 386-257-3172 or visit us online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
It's now time for the Recap Report, featuring a look back at today's game, scores from Major League Baseball, and a look forward to the Tortugas' next game. So let's send it back out to the stadium and the voice of the Tortugas, Justin Rock.
So Bradenton battled back in the ninth inning, put the tying runs on, brought the go-ahead run to the plate. But Javian Sandridge stood tall and is able to strand those men aboard, a fly ball to center, a strikeout swinging, and Daytona a winner for the fourth straight time. Welcome back into the Recap Report. Justin Rock with you here on this Thursday night. Daytona with the win, improving to 6-6. Bradenton with the loss, dropping it to 7-5. Daytona with a win tomorrow night would secure their first series win of the season. And with the win tonight, guaranteed they will not lose this series. Just need to win one of the final three to secure that series W. Let's take you through the game that was tonight. Chase Petty against Valentin Linares on the mound to start a scoreless game. Going into the bottom of the third inning, Gus Steiger led off the rally with a walk. Then Rainey Reyes and Andrew Salcedo walked as well. So Daytona had the bases loaded and nobody out in the third inning. And on a 3-2 pitch to Jay Allen the second, he hit a soft ground ball to first. Gonzalez threw home, got the force. Everyone else was safe. So the bases remained loaded with one out. Austin Hendrick, though, on a 1-2 pitch, ripped the line drive into right field. That got down in front of Nolasco for a hit. Only one run scored. Everyone moved up 90 feet. And Daytona had a 1-0 edge. Ruben Ibarra would follow with an RBI ground out to short. Got underneath the glove of Linares. And that allowed the runner from third, Salcedo, to score without a play. And the Tortugas had a 2-0 edge. Daytona would add again in the fifth against the Marauders bullpen in Nick Domkowski. Rainey Reyes singled to left to start the inning. And then advanced to second on a wild pitch on a 3-2 to Andrew Salcedo. Then back up the middle. Reyes rounded third and scored the first hit of the year, the first RBI of the year for Salcedo. Gave Daytona a 3-0 lead. In the eighth, they would add what ended up becoming a pretty important insurance run. With one out, Sebastian Almonte doubled in a left center. Gus Steiger singled to right to put runners at first and third. Gus would advance to second on the throw to the plate. Rainey Reyes was hit by the first pitch. And so Daytona had the bases loaded and one out. And Andrew Salcedo on a very similar ball that was hit by Ibarra, but this one is second, got over the glove that time of the pitcher. This instance was the right-hander Xavier Concepcion. And so Almonte was able to score easily from third on the weak ground ball by Salcedo and made it a 4-0 game. Bradenton in the top of the ninth would not go quietly. Campana struck out to start the inning against Reynaldo Cruz. And then Sungche Cheng hit a fly ball to left. And with the wind howling to left field, swirling out in that direction, Confidan had some trouble finding a way to squeeze on the baseball. And it landed safely on the turf. A two-base error put a man in scoring position with one out. Cruz would get ahead of Jacob Gonzalez 1-2, but the right-handed swinger pummeled the next pitch on top of the batting cages in left field for his third home run of the year. Made it a 4-2 ball game. That was it for Cruz, up over 60 pitches. Cookie Dawkins calling on the lefty, Javian Sandridge, and he proceeded to walk Jace Bowen and Alexander Mojica on 3-2 pitches. So the Marauders had the tying runs aboard with one out in the ninth inning. But Sandridge, much like that game 11 days ago against the Mets, bent but did not break as Rodolfo Nolasco flied out to center and Brandon Dixon struck out as the Tortugas sealed a 4-2 winner. Winning pitcher tonight, Luis May. He improves 2-1-1, one scoreless inning, no strikeouts. Losing pitcher is the right-hander Valentin Linares. He drops to 0-2, gave up two runs on one hit. And 2 2/3 innings, four walks, and one K. Save going to Javian Sandridge tonight. He goes 2/3 of an inning, no runs, no hits, two walks, and one K. First save of the season for the Southpaw. Final line score tonight, Bradenton 2 runs, 5 hits, no errors. They left 5. Daytona 4 runs on 10 hits, 2 errors. They left 9 in this one. Final time of the game tonight, 2 hours and 28 minutes. In front of a crowd of 1,626. Take a look at the out-of-town scoreboard. Tonight was a wild game. Always felt like I was like 3 steps behind tonight. Never got a look at the out-of-town scoreboards in this ball game. Mets, a winner on the road against Jupiter earlier tonight, 1-0. As Nick Swack, Levi David, and Grant Hartwig combining on a 2-hit shutout of the Hammerheads. Dunedin knocking off Fort Myers earlier today, 5-2. A home run in that ball game for Gabriel Martinez. of Dunedin. Other finals, Lakeland, another victory over Palm Beach, a 3-0 shutout winner for the Flying Tigers. As Andrew Chafin making a rehab start, Alex Fiedo followed him, and then Carlos Pena. So a two-hit combined shutout from a couple of rehabbers and the Lakeland lefty in that ball game tonight. And elsewhere, the only other game, Clearwater knocking off Tampa at BayCare Ballpark by an 8-3 final score. A 4-RBI night for the Threshers, Wilfredo Flores. Reds affiliate scoreboard today. Major League Club had the nine off. Triple A Louisville walking off the Iowa Cubs in 10 innings by a final of 7-6. It was Christian Santana with the walk-off RBI double in the bottom of the 10th to give the Bats two-run homer. His first of the year in that ballgame, Lorenzo Cedrola, the lone former Tortuga in the lineup today. Albert Almora Jr., the former Daytona Cub, was in the order in that ballgame as well. Double-A Chattanooga on the road against the Mississippi Braves. They are in the top of the eighth. Braves a 4-3 lead. No Tortuga alumni in the lineup there today, but Stevie Branch did allow an unearned run in that ball game tonight. And High A Dayton, a winner again over the West Michigan Whitecaps Tigers affiliate. A 4-2 winner for the Dragons today. They improved to a organizational best 9-3. Jose Torres a home run, his third of the year, hit two last night. Garrett Wolforth, former Tortuga, drove in a couple runs. They were joined in the lineup by Reese Hines, Alex McGarry, and Ashton Creel as Evan Kravitz got the win with 5 no-hit innings. Former Tortuga and Jake Gozo, our old buddy, picking up his second save with the Dragons as well. As for the Major League scoreboard here on this Thursday night, Mets and Giants playing a matinee out in Queens. Mets a winner 6-2 over San Francisco. Guardians beat the White Sox 6-3. It was the Tigers shutting out the Yankees 3-0. Blue Jays over the Red Sox 3-2. Twins shut out the Royals 1-0 behind Joe Ryan. The A's over the Orioles 6-4. Diamondbacks knocking off the Nationals earlier today 4-3. Marlins blank the Cardinals 5-0. Top of the sixth inning in Chicago. Pirates a 4-3 lead on the Cubs. Former Daytona Cub Daniel Vogelback a two-run homer, his third of the year. And they are going to get underway now out in Seattle. Rangers and Mariners bottom of the first inning. Former Palm Beach Cardinal Marco Gonzalez against the lefty for the Rangers. That is Taylor Hearn. Our series continues tomorrow. It'll be our annual astronomy night presented by the Museum of Arts and Sciences. First 1,000 fans through the gates will get a special astronomy-themed Tortugas t-shirt, and then stick around after the game, have a chance to sit and walk on the Tortugas diamond as we'll guide us through a astronomical tour on the ballpark video board and on this Friday night coming up tomorrow at the Jack. It'll be the right-hander Justin Mice for Bradenton, 1-1, a 7.36 ERA. Julian Aguiar, the league leader in ERA, 1-0, a spotless earned run average. We'll take the ball for Daytona. Our coverage on the radio network beginning at 6:50. Gates open tomorrow at 6 o'clock, so be sure to get here early. As we said, first 1,000 fans get that T-shirt giveaway and our first pitch, of course, at 7:05. That'll do it for us tonight as Daytona wins their fourth straight, a 4-2 winner over the Bradenton Marauders this evening for our quartet of owners. That is Reese Smith, Bob Fregol, Rick French, and Kyle McEwen. And for our general manager, Jim Jaworski, and our entire cast of characters here at Jackie Robinson Ballpark, I'm Justin Rock saying so long from Daytona Beach. Again, your final tonight, the Tortugas 4 and the Marauders 2. We hope to have you with us again tomorrow. But until then, enjoy the rest of your Thursday evening, everybody. So long.
Thank you for tuning in to Daytona Tortuga Baseball, affiliate of the Cincinnati Reds. This broadcast of Daytona Tortugas Baseball is a production of the Tortugas Radio Network in connection with Minor League Baseball. This broadcast is intended for private, non-commercial use of audience and cannot be duplicated, reproduced, or rebroadcast without the express written consent of the Daytona Tortugas or Minor League Baseball. This is the Tortuga Radio Network.